good day?
No, I don't think so.
I can't speak. I can't speak. I can't speak. I can't speak. I'm dope.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
After a beautiful three-day weekend, here it is, Nirvana time, but I can just say, ladies and gentlemen, FedEx Field Stadium announcer, Philip R. Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Rob Spiewak.
PR is so excited.
Why?
Well, only 3 days till Jessica Fletcher returns to CBS in that made-for-TV movie. You know how he loves Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, yeah, sandpaper skin.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Corset and all the ships at sea. Hey, you want to know the secret of their success? Simple. F like a whore, but look like the boys next door.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Monday.
All right.
May 15, year 2000. Phone number same as it was the last time we were here. 877-365-3636.
All right.
Okay, we had a nice 3-day weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We were not here on Friday. I think we gave you plenty of advance notice on the rare occasions that we're not going to be here.
Right.
We were not here Friday. Well, as it turns out, it's a good thing that we weren't here Friday. I originally had taken Friday off because Friday is Father's Day at my kid's school.
Right.
You know, they always do that. It's so confusing. They have the day for the fathers to come in and go to school with the kids on the same weekend as Mother's Day.
I've never understood that. That seems like an undue amount of pressure to put on dads who are struggling to make sure that Mother's Day weekend. And you know something?
Yes,
you're not the only one now.
It's not a one day.
It's guys everywhere. If you have moms, you know, if you have a family, if you're a family man, if you're a father, it's Mother's Day weekend.
I've told you that.
Right.
For years.
Yes.
I've told you. And, you know, the other thing you don't want to believe when they tell you is
when
they say, listen, don't get me anything.
Don't do anything special.
Your love is a gift enough for me. That's just not true. Try showing up on Sunday morning and say, honey, happy Mother's Day. My gift is my love.
I better say, I'd like to say happy birthday to my wife, who is celebrating her 19th birthday today. And before we get up on this Mother's Day kick and I bury myself too far, I wanted to say happy birthday
and
to my wife.
How was your round of golf you played today?
It was wonderful.
In honor of your wife's birthday.
Thanks, pal. It was absolutely peachy. Yes, you know why I'm saying happy birthday. Happy birthday. But it's not like I'm going to be playing tomorrow.
What, are you playing tomorrow,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, I am, yes. Absolutely. I just wanted to say, I love you, honey, and happy birthday.
See you sometime.
I really do. We celebrated Friday night. We went out. We celebrated her. She got her gifts, and we went out on Friday night. Because, who celebrates a birthday on Monday?
So listen. So the deal was that last Friday, it was Father's Day at my kid's school, and he's only going to be in school for another 3 years until he graduates.
Right.
And I figured that this would be the year that I'll take a day off work, and I won't have to be like the other dads. You know, the other dads get to take the day off when they come in and go to school with the kids, and I always had to leave halfway through.
Sure.
So I thought, well, this year will be the year that I take the day off, and I'm like every other dad, and we spend all day at my kid's school on Friday.
That's exactly what I was telling people when they were asking, you know, why aren't you at work today? I was saying why you took the day off. You wanted to hang out there and actually be there for every year you always, like, kill yourself to get back here.
Yeah, in time.
At, like, 10 minutes after the hour to do that, so you were looking forward to it.
But as it turns out, as we got to the school, we were about halfway through the school day when we got a call saying that my father-in-law, Les, who, you know, has not been feeling well, had taken a turn for the worse. Mm-hmm. So we got in the car, and we drove up to Ocean City, and it was a nutty, nutty weekend. My father-in-law, thank God he's okay, but he was actually dead for 2 minutes.
Ooh, his heart stopped?
Yeah. I mean, he was dead. They had to bring him back from the dead.
Like with the paddles and everything?
Yeah. Like on an episode of ER or something.
How's he doing now?
He's in line for a pacemaker now.
Well, that's good. I mean, if they're putting a pacemaker in, that means he's out of the woods then.
Yeah, he's doing better. Knock on wood.
Good.
He's doing better. But
get well, Les.
It's one of those deals where, you know, they tell you things are okay, and then 10 minutes later, there's a snafu. So we were at the hospital for a lot of the weekend. And actually, when my father-in-law was gone for these 2 minutes when he was gone, one of the first things he said when he woke up, when we all went in to see him, was he said, somebody's pregnant. right? And we're all looking at each other like, what are you talking about? And he said, somebody's pregnant. That revelation came to him in these 2 minutes that he was out, and he said, whoever's pregnant, you have to name the baby April because the baby was conceived in April. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, and I'm looking at Frieda like, listen, if this happens to us, this is the immaculate reception because, you know, us getting pregnant with Bart was a one in a million shot. We had to do absolutely everything. Like, she had to take her temperature and had to stand on her head after we did it and all this other crap.
So did anybody else in the family, is there a possibility?
Well, you know, there's always the possibility. Nobody knows for sure. Nobody even knows, you know, what he was talking about. Spooky. Because, you know, he was loopy for a couple of minutes there.
And had, pretty amazing.
And had all kinds of dreams. Had a dream that someone was chiseling on his chest, which I imagine is probably what he felt when they were going in and trying to resuscitate him.
He felt the pressure.
Yeah, so it was a nutty weekend, but he's doing fine.
Did you get any sleep this weekend?
Not much. Jesus. Not much. And I got, listen,
Jesus,
listen.
Just like the miniseries, Jesus.
Don't let the fact that my father-in-law was actually dead for 2 minutes think that would slow down my wife and her family and their Mother's Day plans.
So the very fact that one of the male members of the family was near death did not diminish the festivities that our Mother's Day weekend.
It did not slow things down one iota, and I am here to give you testament to that today on this fine show in this fine city. And you know, when I was at my kid's school, I just want to say something to those dads at my kid's school who promise to do stuff and then they don't show up.
Yeah.
I want to say F you, because it was like 95 degrees on Friday.
Very hot weekend in Washington, D.C.
And there had been 6 dads that had volunteered to cook hamburgers. Mm. And at my kid's school, they don't just have like the little Weber grills. They've got these big-ass, gigantic outdoor barbecue things.
Choice gig when it's 90 degrees, too. Mm. So.
And there were supposed to be 6 dads there, and 5 of them didn't show.
That totally sucks.
So it was me wearing the apron and getting the several of me. And, you know, I'm not a hairy man to begin with, but I don't even know if you can tell. I singed the hair off my arms.
Cooking burgers?
Yes, what little hair I have on my arms.
Did you have the deal where the heat from the grill, depending on which way the wind was blowing, would like sear you and that's
it?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. So I just want to say F you to those dads that promised that they would show up and then didn't show up.
It's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yeah. And then we had to leave, you know, because of all this stuff going on in the hospital. But like I say, that didn't slow down the Mother's Day festivities. Mm-hmm. Not in the least. And I'd also like to send a big thank you to my sister-in-law, Robin, who came up with this ingenious idea for a gift for her mom, for my mother-in-law. The idea was that everybody gets together and mulches her yard.
Hmm.
And at first
kind of
thought...
a nice family task.
At first thought, I thought, you know, that's not bad. There will be about 10 of us down there.
Right.
And a relatively easy job.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got up and I saw on Mother's Day the pile of mulch that they had dumped in the driveway, which I am not...
Oh, you got a dump truck full.
It was... The pile was at least 6 feet tall, at least as tall as I am, and as big as this entire console.
Oh, you got a truckload of it. There's a big difference between mulch that comes like that and mulch that you get in those little plastic bags.
No, this was a dump truck full.
Oh, God.
And for goodness sakes, I should have a green card now, but with all of the yard work that I did this weekend, I felt like a goddamn migrant worker.
Well, did you succeed in the task?
Yeah, we finally got it done.
Good
I
God.
Mean, just a big, gigantic pain in the ass. And I thought, you know, and I don't mean anything by this, but I thought... The selfish part of me thought at one point, well, with my father-in-law not doing so great, maybe we won't have to do all of this work. But as it turns out, as luck would have it, you know, he started to get better.
And you went to work.
And yeah.
Well, won't he be pleased when he comes home from the hospital and he sees the freshly mulched yard?
If he gets home in time to see it.
That's good.
I mean, you know, about 2 weeks, one good rainstorm.
Yes.
And all that's going to be washed away anyway.
Yeah, that's really two of the, you're mentioning two of the probably worst occupations in a heat wave, and we did have a heat wave, believe me. It was upper 90s in some areas. Mulching and cooking, like, over a big hot stove outside.
And so then when I did my sufficient share of bitching about the manual labor involved in this, which for me involved going to the big, giant pile of mulch and getting out a pitchfork like Oliver used on Green Acres. And I would have to get the pitchfork and I would fill up the wheelbarrow with the mulch, then bring it around back.
Oh, you had to fill it up and bring... I thought you said you had 10 people. What was everybody else doing?
It's a big yard.
Really?
It's a big yard. And my mother-in-law, you know, God bless her.
Mm-hmm.
It's no wonder to me that she's... Every time she hires like a gardening service to come out,
yeah,
they always quit.
Right.
And the reason they always quit is that she's got this one part of her yard which looked to me just like a giant field of weeds.
Right.
So I said, why don't we just get the weed whacker? She said, no. That's a flower. That's a flower.
Oh, God.
Just take that one. You know, and meanwhile, they all just look like crappy weeds.
Worst, I hate that job more than anything in the world because it you're bending from the waist for the entire time, and you don't know what the flowers are and what the weeds are.
And what I finally made an executive decision on the side of the house that I was working on. I said, you know what? We're just taking all of this out. We're taking all of it out.
Did she know that?
No. I said, we're taking all of it out. And I'm going to go down the street where there's a nursery, and I'm just going to buy all kinds of new flowers.
Uh-huh.
And if she doesn't like it,
right.
T.S.
Okay.
So I went ahead and did that. As it turns out, it worked out okay. She was not pleased at punch at first.
But then she liked the idea of the new plantings going.
Yeah, so I did this for about, I don't know, 3 hours. I was bitching, saying that my back was hurting me.
Sure.
And then somebody said to me, well, do you want a different job? And I said, yeah. And they said, why don't you go to the dump? Because what they're doing is they're taking all of the dirt,
right?
And all of the weeds, you know, and we pull out these weeds, and you got the weeds, and you got the big gigantic clump of dirt,
right?
What they would do is they would just put them in a wheelbarrow, take them to the back of a pickup truck, and just fill the pickup truck.
Where and you have to dump it at the dump?
At the dump.
Isn't there any place down there? It's dirt. Can't you
well,
like, dump it somewhere?
You could, Mike.
Is that illegal?
I guess so.
And oh, I know what you did.
No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. Because I had my nephew with me.
Oh, okay. So you actually went to a landfill?
I made 3 separate trips to the Ocean City, Maryland dump on Saturday.
And dumped dirt.
Well, no, one time I dumped dirt. One time I dumped wood. Because that was the other thing. My mother-in-law figured as long as everybody was there, we'd do everything that she ever wanted done.
So get, like, the dead wood that was down
and
there?
And out by the shed back there, there was, like, an old sawhorse and all these gigantic pieces of wood that my father-in-law never really did anything with. So all that stuff had to be moved out and all the big, ugly nails that didn't junk. And you had to load all that into the truck.
Was anybody keeping vigil over your father-in-law while all this was going on?
No.
Father-in-law was supervising the landscaping?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
you know,
curious.
Nothing stops the Mother's Day tribute. Nothing stops it. Nonstop.
There's a word for a female-dominated society. I forgot what it's called. A matriarch. That's what you live.
That's what I live in.
You exist in a matriarch. I should have known that.
I'm a drone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a drone. I'm
you
a drone
serve
slave.
The queens. You
yeah.
serve the queens. The queens run the entire operation.
Absolutely. So, listen, anyway, I complained and I said I need another job. And then I got the job of loading the stuff into the pickup truck. And then
did you enjoy going to the dump?
No. Oh, God, 100 degrees.
Right.
You know, it's a dump. It smells. And I figured out when you get there, it's not like I'm driving a dump truck where I can just push a button and the back end goes up. What I had to do was climb in the back of the pickup truck and, again, using a pitchfork,
dump all the crap
push,
out.
Push mm. all of this
that's
grass.
That's why you need that thing. That, you know, that thing that conveyor belt that you can buy for your pickup truck?
Those are cool.
I mean, I don't have one. I have a pickup truck, but I don't have one. It's one of those things where you turn a pulley and all the crap that you have in your pickup truck goes down like on a conveyor belt.
Well, I could have used it on a Sunday.
Oh, it's a fantastic... I forget there's a name for it. There's an infomercial
right.
for it.
Could have used it yesterday. So we got done with all of this stuff. And now we've worked outside for 8 hours and we're all beat tired. So we all went out to eat
mm-hmm.
for a nice Mother's Day evening.
Ah, wonderful.
And guess who ruined it? By having too many martinis.
Hey, oh. Bravo.
Well, hello.
Sounds like you had a stressful weekend.
Hello. You're looking at it.
Hey, why not? Well, you know, what's a little Mother's Day cocktail?
Not one, not two,
uh-oh.
Not three.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
I had 4 as I call them, very watered-down martinis.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, because we all know that martinis, more than any other beverage, certainly watered down with all the ice you put in them.
When I was out with everybody for the big Mother's Day dinner.
They watered down with vermouth.
And apparently I got caught in the middle of an argument. Now, this showed you how out of it I was. I'm going on like 2 hours sleep, and
right.
We'd been out working all day, and I'd had these four rather large Fred Flintstone, you know, sized drinks. And apparently someone asked me, which is faster, the speed of light or the speed of sound?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, of course, you idiot, it is the speed of sound.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
So you immediately, in your stupor, you erred on the wrong side of that argument.
I said speed of sound, and they said, well, come on, how dumb are you? And I said, well, you know, Chuck Yeager, speed of sound, broke the speed of sound.
Right.
And then someone said to me, well, what about when there's lightning and thunder? You see the lightning before you hear the thunder. And apparently I spent the better part of 45 minutes arguing.
You can do it.
This moronic
You could argue
point.
That point. You could probably convince people of it, too.
I couldn't.
The speed of sound is faster than the speed of light.
I could not.
Why did you, just because you work with sound all the time, do you think your emotions were taking over where you just kind of, you like sound more than light?
I don't even know. Listen, this is it. I'm sure you can relate to this when you've had too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really remember how the topic got started.
But you were feeling relaxed enough where you could have argued any point.
And I did.
Good for you.
I did.
Nothing wrong with that.
45 minutes going on to an hour.
Nothing wrong at all with that.
I argued that. Then I got on another topic because we were talking about who wants to be a millionaire.
The argument didn't get to, like, the nasty stage, did it?
Was no, it's just I was belligerent.
Belligerent, yeah.
But you know me, unlike us, when you drink an awful lot sometimes, sometimes you get angry. Yeah, you.
Me?
When I drink a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I get happy. I mean, I know that. I was even telling my brother-in-law, Doug, what a great weekend I was having with him.
Right.
Did you know how much I hate that guy? So I was arguing, but at the same time...
It was a festive argument.
It never got angry.
Sure,
and,
playful.
And at one point, in this place we were having dinner, at this place, Whiskers Pub...
Whiskers? What, cat motif?
They had just the name of a place.
Oh, okay.
They had Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on TV.
Did you play along loudly?
Yeah, and at one point I said, I figured out a way around this with the lifeline. I said, what you do with a lifeline is you get someone at home who has like a high-speed DSL line on their computer. And whatever the question is, you have the person on the lifeline type it in to Ask Jeeves. Because I use Ask Jeeves all the time for crap.
I think even the fastest computer... You wouldn't be able to translate it from when they're reading the question to you.
If the guy said, for instance...
Now, you're still arguing this point.
No, you
haven't had any martinis before the show.
Sober as a judge.
Okay.
If the question is, what was the first country in Europe to allow women to vote?
Right.
You wouldn't have to give Jeeves the four choices.
Mm-hmm.
You would just type in to Ask Jeeves, what was the first country that allowed, or European country allowed women the right to vote?
Mm-hmm.
And Ask Jeeves, I think, would come up with the answer.
But haven't you
within
used
30 seconds?
Like Ask Jeeves, or you get Alta Vista, you get one of those websites where you can actually put a regular question in, and they don't give you specific answers. They break it down into some categories.
Right.
And I've tried Ask Jeeves, you know, I know they're a fine sponsor, but you know, sometimes unless you phrase the question the proper way, you're not going to get the specific. They'll give you a website with information.
But a lot of times on that stupid millionaire show, it's like, who won the Kentucky Derby in 1971?
Right.
You could just type in, who won the Kentucky Derby in 1971, and Jeeves would give you the answer.
I'd love to try that experiment.
Yeah, you're worth a try.
Father Time, pull it up right now.
Because I'm not sure that really works that way, if you can do that. I'd like to see if it works.
Hey, Rob, where's our Trivial Pursuit questions?
I am. I'll give it to you 1 second.
Okay, because I've got a question. This is another one of the great mysteries that I argued well into the late hours last night.
You'd have to have a turbo computer. You really would have to have it. It would have to be like speed of light.
Somebody with a someone with a dedicated line.
Right.
You know, someone who gets instant internet access.
Sure.
Okay.
Of course, our computers here at the ranch.
Yeah, this...
They don't
hit the music.
This is not going to be the best experiment.
No.
Much as I'd like to, I can't blame this on Buzz, because you haven't even been able to pull up Ask Jeeves yet.
No, I'm still looking at the hourglass. What's the question? Who won the Kentucky Derby in 1971?
I'm just going to pull a question off the Trivial Pursuit question.
Okay. That was Riva Ridge.
Was it really?
I'm guessing.
You're guessing. We'll see. You could ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Didn't we used to say that in the commercials we did for them?
That's when they were a fine sponsor.
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
Oh, also, we bought a new mattress this weekend.
That's always exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Did you have it delivered, or did you have to, like, haul it in the pickup truck with the dirt and the mulch?
Had it delivered.
Broke it in.
We did.
Good for you.
Broke it in with no sheets on.
Oh, my God.
You got it there, buddy?
Nope, still waiting. Still looking at
You're
that hourglass.
You're still waiting to even get on the Ask Jeeves.
It's unbelievably slow today. I don't know why.
All right, well, listen.
All our computers in this building are slow.
Mm-hmm. When you get on that site, let me know.
Yes, Bo.
Oh, no, I'm just taking spots. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Bo Spiewak, everybody.
Bo Spiewak, who's looking thinner and thinner. What is your total weight loss, Bo?
54 pounds.
Wow.
That's great. I figured out today that between John Pompa and myself, we've lost to Jeremy.
Well, wow. That's
but just not the right one.
And Rob is testament to the fact that no matter how much weight someone loses, still be a fuggly guy. Rob, you could lose another 100 pounds and you would still...
Yeah, he's still got that. You know, Rob, you could lose another 100 pounds and you would still have that unbelievably large melon.
You would. No amount of weight
loss
would...
You're going to look seriously like a Thanksgiving Day parade float if you like lose any more weight, because your head is still going to be massive.
It's going to be like Nancy Reagan with the giant oversized body and the tiny little head.
Yeah, this little David Duval body.
Or the other way around. I'm sorry, because Nancy Reagan had the big head.
Right.
Oversized
head and the pixie-like
body.
Right.
You on, Buzz?
No way.
Oh, all right.
No. It says the server is down or contact the administrator.
All right, hold on.
Doesn't look good.
I got a guy on the phone. Hello, Matthew.
Yo,
are you on Ask Jeeves?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, so I'm going to run a timer here.
Can we ask him the Kentucky Derby question that you
Wait
asked first?
Wait until I type it in, and I'll tell you when I have it typed in.
No. See, the way that it would work would be that Regis asks the question.
Right.
And then, right there, if we're on the phone right now, and you can give him that one in a second.
Okay.
But I don't want to give him... here you go.
All right, I type that.
Ready?
Okay.
30 seconds, ready, go.
All right.
What is the largest organ of the human body? See, now, I'm sure they'd give you four choices, but my point that I was making to my family was, why dick around with that when you could just ask Jeeves, get some guy on the telephone?
I hit ask.
What'd you do?
I hit the question, ask.
Okay.
And it says, where can I learn about the human heart?
So
there you go.
Okay.
My point exactly. That
I
is
lose
my point.
Again.
You lost again.
Where can see it? It comes back, and that's why... I don't want to say what I'm going to say, because they're a fine sponsor.
No, it sucks.
It totally sucks.
Say it sucks.
You don't type into a computer a question and then somebody answers it for you. They say, here's where you can get your information, and here, right. Most importantly, here are the books that you can
That's
purchase.
Well, the answer is the skin.
The skin.
That's what I thought it was.
Well, great, you could have been my lifeline, but I was just trying to do an Ask Jeeves question.
Yeah, but it told me the wrong answer, eh?
Eh?
What?
Yeah.
What?
It told me the wrong answer.
I thought it told you a bunch of websites.
No, it says, it gives you a bunch of choices, actually.
Are you smoking?
No, I'm not smoking.
Are you Canadian? Didn't you hear one of those...
Disqualification.
Hey, hello. Mom's not home yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Buzz.
Hey buddy.
Hey, you got to remember that the show is not simulcast, so your person at home would have to get some other way of knowing what the question is.
You have to have somebody in the
audience with a cell phone or something.
Listen, dummy, this is my point. I understand the show is not live. What I'm saying is, as soon as the guy gets on the phone to his lifeline, he says... Listen, here you go.
Yeah, but they take a long time. They give them an unlimited amount of time to answer the question.
Hello?
Right?
A dumbass. 30 seconds.
They get 30 seconds. And your point was proven up until the response came in on Ask Jeeves.
As soon as you get on the phone to the lifeline, you say, what is the largest organ of the human body? You don't waste time giving him the four choices.
Yeah, but they ask the question, and then the guy can take forever to say, I think I'm going to use my
lifeline. You're not with it. You're not with it on this. They can take all the time they want. However, once the lifeline part of the program comes on, once they make that phone call,
they have 30 seconds.
If you have somebody in the audience who's got a cell phone, and he calls up and goes, okay, the question is blah, 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 blah. And so your partner's over there looking it up on G's. Then later, the contestant says, Reach, I think I'm going to use my lifeline on this. And it could be 5, 10 minutes.
I'm sure they allow cell phones in the studio audience of police who wants to be a millionaire.
I bet they police that. They wouldn't be a... But your point when you said, you know, have the guy was able to type... I was timing it. It took 10 seconds for him to type in the question and then put it through. And he got the question... He got the results back, although it wasn't an answer to the question. He got them back inside the 30 seconds.
Hello, Cliff.
Yeah, I was just on AskAnything.com.
Or Brian, I'm sorry. Your name is Brian. Sorry about
that. Yeah, I asked what's the largest organ, and it didn't say the skin. It said D's nuts.
Of course, come on.
Here's a guy named Cliff. Hello, Cliff, buddy.
Hey, hi, how you doing?
Hey.
AskKings would not be a good website to do that with. If you use a search engine like a Yahoo, it can be done. I'll do it. 10 times in a row for you.
Okay, you can do it with Yahoo?
Yep, I do it at home.
Need the music again, Robbie.
Hold on. All right, here we go. Right here, wait a second.
All right, 30 seconds.
Hold on a second.
All right, this is a great experiment. As soon as you get done, you know, asking the question, well, the time starts when you ask the question.
Yes, mm-hmm. So... Mike, you be Regis and say, here is Cliff, my lifeline.
All right, what's your name? Is your name Cliff?
Yeah.
Hello, Cliff. How are you? Oh, Regis Philbin from ABC TV's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Hi, Regis.
We've got your buddy Don here. Don, of course, is playing for $250,000. And if you can help him with this, he's got a question. You're going to have 30 seconds, all right?
Okay.
Are you ready, Cliff?
I'm ready.
All right, Don, your 30 seconds starts now. What is the Japanese word for warlord?
Going through A, B, C, D.
No, I wouldn't even do that.
No, but I mean, you'd be able to fill the time, so...
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to take away from this guy's concentration and typing in, what is the Japanese word for warlord?
You've got 9 seconds left.
Katana.
Pardon me?
Katana.
No.
All right, let's try, if I had all four, let's see.
The answer is shogun.
Okay. Give me one more.
You got the wrong answer!
That was an odd instance with Yahoo.
Well, what do you mean? No, let's see. Do you work for Yahoo or
no,
something like that?
Of course not. But give me one more.
No, you already blew it.
I'll prove it to you. One more.
No, you blew it.
Listen, Sheriff, I'm really sorry to have awoken you from your slumber, but it's over. Hands are tied now. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it!
You blew it.
That's right. Not a... You know, and a shogun is... That's a pretty common...
Right.
Term.
Right? And he came up with the wrong answer.
You know, I'm sure there are a million websites out there with ask questions, and we're just going to have to find the best one.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sir.
Yes.
How are you?
Great.
Listen, I'm on a cable modem right now.
Yeah.
And I'm a very fast typer. Let's go.
What website are you on?
Ask Jeeves.
Okay, you're on Ask Jeeves.
Jeeves is not going to give you
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Hi, what's your name, sir?
Jim.
Jim Regis Philbin from
Who Wants
to Be
doing?
A Millionaire. We've got Don here, and he has chosen you as his lifeline, and you're going to have 30 seconds as soon as he starts asking you the question. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Don, go.
How many sides does a snowflake or ice crystal have?
All right, he's asking Jeeves right now.
Here we are.
Okay, let's go.
Waiting on you.
I'm looking. Just wait.
No, you got
How many sides?
10 seconds.
How many sides does a snowflake have?
It has you have nine.
How many seconds?
Six.
Five.
Three. Flight sucks. I'm on a cable modem at six.
Six.
He's right.
Yes.
He got it inside
the
30 seconds.
Justin.
He got it inside the 30
Prove
seconds.
Prove my point.
It did prove your point. It did prove your point.
What do you win? Nothing.
He got that in like 28 seconds.
Yeah. See, it could be done.
And see, you'd have that whole thing where he'd be giving you A, B, C, and D. You'd just be reading it to you, so you wouldn't want to tip your hand.
Yeah, you'd just be filling time.
Yeah.
Saying, my choices are 6, 7,
right.
8, or 9.
So on Ask Jeeves, it did come up with the answer?
Oh, I already hung up on that guy.
He's long gone. How are you? Would you like a 50-50?
I hung up on that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, Don?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know I was on yet. This is Vince Woodland.
much time do you think, you know, in our careers, how much time do you think has been wasted with moments like this?
Well, no, I had a
couple of... If you really added up all the time...
Miles and miles.
Yeah.
Be hours really, and hours, weeks and years.
It's pretty significant.
Okay, my question's for Don.
Yes.
Don, on when you and your wife, Frida, were going through the thing to have a child,
yes.
Me and my wife are going through it right now. Did she get as far as the fertility pills?
No.
No?
No. I'm glad I could be your lifeline. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, my friend.
You know what that means? That guy's probably going to have twins. Probably.
Don and Mike show.
Or more.
Hello? Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don, last night that guy from The Enquirer was on.
On The Millionaire? I don't know. We were in a restaurant bar watching it and the sound was off, so I couldn't really tell you.
You didn't watch Jesus?
The guy from The Enquirer, he did exactly what you're saying. He called his friend editor.
No need to watch the TV show, Mike, when I've read the book.
His friend, the editor, and when he was asking the question, it had to do with something to do with Robert Bruce, who's a Scottish...
Whatever. What did he say last night, that guy? There's only one scene with him in it. I forgot what it was.
When Marge stole his...
He stole
his moo-moo or his clothing.
What was the line, Robbie? He had the best line in the show last night.
Those are prescription pants.
Thank you, Rob Spielak.
Brains.
Those are prescription pants.
That was a great line.
It was a damn good Simpsons.
Oh, it was.
And a damn good Malcolm in the Middle last night also.
Yeah, that mother cracks me up. That mother absolutely cracks me up when she's telling all the truth. And they're asking, they're just standing in the room for hours. How about the look on the little kid when they walk into the sick mom's room and she rolls over and they see her and you see the little kid like get really scared?
Dewey. Dewey. That's the kid's name. Would you do the mom on Malcolm?
I would.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not as she looked last night.
No, but she's
just sickly and puffy.
She's got that attitude happening, which is sexy. She's got a sexy attitude.
She's hit the wall, though. She's old.
Yeah.
Do you know that she was in a movie? I don't know how long ago this movie came out, this awful Robert De Niro movie with Meryl Streep.
Right.
You ever see that one where
Does she remind you of any moms you know? Just with the kind of, like, deal with any situation attitude?
No, but you know who she looks like, I think? She looks a bit like who's that horse tooth lady on ESPN? She's on SportsCenter all the time.
Linda Cohn.
I think she looks a little bit like Linda Cohn, but with better gums.
Yeah, yeah. She's is she really that old?
She was in a movie with Robert De Niro, where Robert De Niro is banging. What's her name? God, I'm so tired.
Meryl Streep.
And they're both married,
and they're
banging each other. And Malcolm's mother is Robert De Niro's wife in this movie that had to come out. 15,
like Loving You or something like that?
I don't know. It's an awful movie. Mm-hmm. They run on HBO all the time.
Very popular.
But that's how old she is. At that point, she had started to hit the wall.
And they put, like, hair on the dad's arms, right?
They put hair on his entire body.
That's so funny with him with the Porsche.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don. I don't know if you caught SportsCenter today. Did you see Bobby Knight on the Sunday Conversation last night and this morning?
No, I listen to all this stuff about Bobby Knight. It's pointless that they're going to have the news conference in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right, Bud?
Right.
And what they're going to announce is that...
They're keeping him.
Bobby Knight staying as the coach.
Of course.
Of Indiana.
You lose half the program. They lose half their great recruited players if he gets fired.
And furthermore, that apology that Bobby Knight gave over the weekend...
Right.
That was like when they make you and I apologize for something that we've said on this show. Basically, what Bobby Knight...
It's a forced apology.
Yeah, his apology was, I'm sorry if you can't realize that I'm right about everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Really is what Bobby Knight said. I'm sorry that you don't get that I'm right about absolutely everything.
All you have to do is read the story today about Bobby Knight, and when you read it, you just read between the lines, which already says he's going to be retained.
Right.
When they talk about him meeting with the university president for 2 hours with what was described as a very productive... As soon as you see that, you know he's going to be retained.
They had a bottle of booze, they sat around, and he said, okay, I'm going to have to punish you. And then they laughed about it for 2 hours.
He kept using that same quote that you all like to play the clip of, bury my ass.
Right.
The upside down to the critics and kiss my ass. They kept saying that over and over again in the ESPN piece.
Yeah, well, they're trying to bury him, but there's no way.
Oh, yeah, whatever happened to your ABC gig? I saw some weekend guy who was a dork on there this weekend.
Do you know that Channel 7, that's the station, they still don't have a weekend morning television show?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. You know, they talked to me about doing that about 6 months ago. That's right. The whole reason I got my head shaved ahead of schedule.
Right.
Channel 7, they were going to hire me to be on Good Morning Washington on the weekends to do the sports. They don't even have a weekend show.
Mm-hmm.
They just gave up.
I thought it was an evening gang. They got this door to Dan Bradley. Guys,
no, I don't know who he is. All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, man, take it easy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's just funny to read this, you know, when they tell Indiana waits. You know, of course Indiana waits. You think there's, I mean, do a poll in Indiana. I know they say they have polls that are split down the middle. You know that's not true. Everybody wants the general to still coach at Indiana.
He's a great man. You know it. He's a great motivator. Imagine that. He throws a kid in a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls out underpants with his own feces on him and puts them in front of a guy's face.
My, here we go. Returning from a Caribbean vacation, he met with Brand, who's the university president, for an estimated 2 hours late Saturday at Brand's home on the Bloomington campus. Okay, right there. My understanding is that they had a very good and healthy, productive discussion. That's what the guy is being interviewed.
They J-O'd each other.
That's what it is. He's going to be retained. I'd be willing to almost guarantee that.
So would I. We don't have a bet there.
All right.
Bobby Knight met with Dean Alan Goodman. That's how rigged that whole thing is.
He met with Dean Martin.
Did you hear about the secretary, though?
That he threw the vase at?
The potted plant, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's the thing about that, and I don't doubt that that happened.
Right.
But didn't that alleged incident, and who's to say that she didn't deserve it, but didn't it happen like 2 years ago?
Yes, a couple of years ago.
Here's the whole thing.
Right.
If it really did happen,
mm-hmm.
why didn't this old bitch say something 2 years ago?
That's true.
Fear. Because you're petrified of ooh.
That's your credibility when you,
Bobby
you
know, Knight.
When you refrain from mentioning something.
Right. And listen, I just want to say on behalf of Bobby Knight,
mm-hmm.
maybe she just wouldn't. God. Hello, John and Mike show.
You ought to write him another letter.
I think I will.
He needs it now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike show.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Good. I don't know if you had a chance to catch Regis and Kathy Lee this morning, but Kathy Lee was running down what Cody got her for Mother's Day. And apparently, Cody's far above his time and purchased her a peach and lace nightie of silk.
Cody got his mother some lingerie?
I guess so.
Really?
I don't know what the deal was with that, but Regis, she was asking Regis, well, Regis, didn't you get your mom? What kind of things did you get your mom for Mother's Day?
I'm sure Regis got his mom some nice flowers to put by her gravesite. Please, come on, goodbye. Falling in Love, the movie was out in 1984.
With Robert De Niro,
Meryl Streep, Harvey Keitel, and Jane Kazmarek, whatever her name is.
She's not a big star.
No. Yeah. And that was 1984, so that was very nearly 20 years ago she was in that movie.
Wow, that's cool.
She hit the wall then.
I like the dad, too. Dad's been on a bunch of TV commercials.
Yeah, he's funny. Everybody on that show is funny.
It is a funny show. It's gotten better, which I didn't think was possible. I watched it at the beginning when I thought, oh, hey, it was okay. It wasn't as great as everybody said it was. Then you would mention, you know, back to back, I said, that's a pretty good hour.
Simpsons and Malcolm in the Middle.
And then last night I tuned in and it was just, I happened to hit, I mean, if they've been that good all along, I've been missing something.
They are. Unlike Titus. Yeah. And, you know, bless his heart, we have no friends in Hollywood, and Christopher Titus wants to come on this show again, and I don't know what we're possibly going to say to him this time. I don't know what we can say. Unless we just pull an Arliss with him. Unless we just say, listen, Christopher...
Yeah, but we don't even watch the show anymore. Do you watch the show still?
No. But I don't have to watch it to know it sucks. Maybe we just tell him, listen, you're a funny guy, you were funny when you were here, we'd love to be friends with you, and... We'll even promote your show, but frankly...
We don't like the show.
It sucks.
We don't laugh at the show.
It's not funny.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is James.
Yes, James.
Please bear with me. Allow me to tell you this story. It's the most craziest thing that happened to me ever at a retail establishment.
The most craziest thing?
The most craziest.
I was in a line, and there was like five or six of us waiting, and just this one person was serving us. So they opened up another register, and a lady said, next person in line, please. So I, you know, hopped over there, put my stuff on the counter, and she pushed my stuff up to the side and said, I said, the next person in that line. And the lady who was just standing there didn't even bother walking over to the line, walks over and puts her stuff up and starts getting rung up. And I was like, what is this? I've never, ever seen this before. And the lady says, oh, what are you talking about? We do this all the time. The lady behind the register said that. And the lady who she was helping said, oh, yeah.
It's a classic example of the emotion is just taking away from any legitimate explanation of the facts.
All right. I am goofy tired, but I really can't use that as an excuse. Mm-hmm. What is the point?
Well, the point is that I got into the line. The lady pushed my stuff out of the way and said, "No, I'm not going to help you."
You know, you want to hear a sob story. I got a sob story. You know what a sob story is?
Yeah.
When you want to take your wife out for a great Mother's Day brunch, and everyone has decided to discover the Great American Steak and Buffet on the same day.
You really know how to treat that lady.
So I turned the car around and I went back to Old Country, and everybody was at Old Country that wasn't at Steak and Buffet. And so I said, forget it. We'll go home. We stopped at the grocery store and bought some chicken wings and chocolate chip ice cream. Happy Mother's Day.
She's the luckiest woman in the world.
Great. She's happy to be married to me. She certainly is. I was really, because I'm a regular at that place. I've talked about how great that place is.
I know you have.
Let me tell you right now. You know how Catholics must feel on Easter Sunday when the church is crowded?
Yeah.
That's how I felt yesterday. Oh, Mother's Day. Well, I guess you all decided to come here today. You know, I support this place year-round. A-holes. You know, then we took the Suburban up on two wheels as we were falling out of the parking lot. It's real upset. That's my beats his retail story.
Yeah. You pull out all the stops for the big holidays, don't you?
I do indeed.
Honey, we're going to the Old Country Steak Buffet.
Yeah, she wasn't even hungry. I was, though. I was big time hungry. And I think the kids were maybe a little hungry. But, you know, we stopped and got some wings. Got some wings and some hamburger helper. Happy
really?
Mother's Day. Yeah,
really.
So we had wings for lunch and then hamburger helper at night.
Mm.
Health food all the way.
And glamorous.
I bought some soft shell crabs too that were on ice.
Yeah,
they were bad. And then the dogs got them. Happy Mother's
You're
Day.
You're not making this up, right?
No, this is all true. And you know, in the inside of a crab, you know, that green gunk?
Mm.
The dogs got into it because I threw them out because they were bad. I got four soft-shell crabs.
Right.
I threw them into the trash. The dogs got them. And then all this green slime, like, going across the kitchen floor into the living room. My wife was nice enough to clean that up. She's a good woman.
Happy Mother's Day.
She's a good lady.
Yeah, I guess so.
Happy Mother's Day.
Okay, time out. Listen, we got to do a break. We gotta do a break.
The reason he's laughing, ladies and gentlemen, is he knows that what I just said was 100% true.
I know.
Especially the part about the Great American Steak and Buffet.
I know.
Next Sunday, it'll be wide open. Yeah. It'll be wide open there.
All true.
Absolutely.
And then she celebrated her birthday today.
My God, I'm playing. How many holes you get in today?
After 5 hours, over 5 hours, 13 holes of golf. Another fabulous corporate outing. Yes, always a big thrill to play. And you know how I forgot. Can I just tell you one thing before we break for commercials?
Yes,
you'll appreciate
it. We've already played the Touchstones.
Saturday I played with my regular group, my regular golf group. It was the day before Mother's Day.
How do you get away with this?
It doesn't count. It's the day before Mother's Day.
How do you get away with this?
Yeah, full-time child care. So what it was is I played with my regular group, and I said after the round, you'll be interested to know this because I'll let you know how it's going. I said to the group, I said, you know what? I've decided I am not going to, there's one thing I'm not going to do on the golf course anymore. I'm not going to complain on the golf course. And in within like 8 seconds, someone had come up with the idea of creating a fishbowl where if I do complain, I have to put a dollar in the fishbowl.
I'm going to be very rich.
And I wanted to let you know that because it'll help me motivate myself. And I'm trying to do this. I'm not real successful yet because I did it at this tournament today. It was slow, you know, 5 hours.
Right.
You're out there and you're just going nowhere. So I was complaining, but I'm not with my regular group.
Uh-huh.
So that is the rule now that when I'm out there, I can complain about myself. I can say, oh, I suck. I have a horrible swing. I'm terrible at this game. But I can't say, like, look at that horrible rough. Look at that horrible green. Look at that horrible person in front of me. I can't do any of that. Where I have to put a dollar, and everybody I play with is going to be counting the dollars.
Oh.
So that's I'm gonna try that to see if I can, you know, make it more pleasurable for the people that play with me.
Oh, why didn't you just ask your wife to meet you, like, at the ninth hole or something?
You know, if she
meet you when
to.
You're making the turn.
There was yard work to do.
Oh, you have her working in the yard?
No, I am saying, as God is my witness, yesterday, she mowed the lawn.
That
That's great.
Now, she did, I swear to God, she wanted to.
She wanted to. Right, OJ.
Not OJ. I swear to you, she mowed the lawn.
So, tried to take her to the old country buffet. Then you got her chicken wings.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip ice cream.
Right.
Hamburger helper. Crabs that went bad.
Right. She didn't want the crabs. I was going to eat the crabs. And then
you played golf on Saturday.
Played golf today. Yes.
And she mowed the lawn yesterday.
Yes, she mowed the lawn yesterday. On Mother's Day.
That's great.
And it's her birthday today. So I wanted to say happy birthday. I got her a nice ring, though. I got her a very nice ring. Good. There you go. She wanted to. I swear to you, I am also telling the truth. She said she said it relaxes her. I took the kids. I played with the kids while she mowed the lawn.
Okay.
I'm telling you, right. She's discovered yard work.
Hold on.
Makes her feel good. Daddy's really broken up about
that. That's great. I wish you would have told me that earlier. We could have spent the whole previous hour, analyzing your Mother's Day / wife's weekend.
Yeah, but I couldn't control the Great American Steak and Buffet line. I couldn't control that.
Sure.
Being outside the door.
Sure. Why take her somewhere nice like a hotel where you can have a nice regular Mother's Day buffet?
No. Didn't. Wasn't in the cards.
Call 100 time for the secret sound. We have $500 lying straight ahead. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
I got a little sunburn.
Be the 100th caller right now.
This is working to break the cycle of babies having babies. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's get a call 100.
All right.
Before we continue on, hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Caller 100.
Here I go.
Maybe. I am caller 100.
That's a little better.
Yeah, it's a little. He turned it over. Right?
Okay.
What's your name?
Dan.
Why so laid back, Dan?
I'm at work. Can't get too crazy.
Okay. All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Okay.
we are trying to do a radio contest.
Danny.
Dan.
Yeah.
Danny.
Sit down, Danny.
What a fresco.
Danny, James Bond, World Is Not Enough prize pack. The World Is Not Enough, now available at Blockbuster. Blah, blah.
All right.
Bringing entertainment home. But wait, there's more. You've qualified for our weekly giveaway. Now, listen to this. This Friday, everybody that wins the prize all week long on the show qualifies for a vacation for two to Los Angeles to tour Warner Brothers.
That's outrageous.
Cool. And that's courtesy of the WB and ATA Airlines. Watch an all-new Buffy the Vampire Slayer Tuesday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on the WB.
Sound good to you, Danny?
Sounds great to me.
And listen to this. Listen to all this great stuff Tammy has. Every week, I think throughout the entire summer, we're going to have a trip to give away every week.
Good.
This week, we're giving away a trip to Los Angeles. Next week, it's a trip to Salt Lake City, Utah. The next week, it's a trip to Delaware.
Man.
The next week, it's a trip to Orlando, Florida.
Cool.
The week after that, it's a trip to Santa Barbara, California.
Ooh, it's a good time of year to go there.
And the week after that, it's a vacation to Los Angeles.
Very good.
So lots of great stuff coming up, thanks to the wonderful Tammy Sachs, our promotion.
Sounds like we're going to do a little California dreaming.
So listen, you've qualified for that trip. Now you'll play for $500. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll play you the secret sound, an everyday common household sound. You'll have 15 seconds to think about it. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Bob Goulet.
Bob Goulet for Mother's Day. And we wish you... Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There is the sound. And I know you're trying to concentrate on the sound, but... I can't get the mental picture of Mike's wife out of my mind. Cutting the grass. on Mother's Day.
And the are in my...
You do have a riding mower, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we got a push mower, too. But she used the riding mower. And that's why there were certain areas that were left undone.
Yes, for $500. What is that sound?
Is it a garbage lid closing?
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
No. Thank you, though.
Yep.
Yep.
Don't forget, every guest is a clue,
clue for you.
Clue. A clue for ye. Listen, some news about some of our affiliate stations.
Good.
Actually, just two. First, this is not a threat. This is a promise. The good people of New York.
Hey, New York City.
Get ready. Starting this week, we're coming back up again. They finally have the goddamn telephone lines.
Yay. Set. Yeah, back in New York with all our adventures.
So we will be in New York, I think, for the foreseeable future. We'll be in the studios of WNEW in Midtown Manhattan every Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday in Nueva York.
Okay, so look for us this week. We have something special planned. What, Buzz, you didn't get the memo on that?
No, I just heard about it a few minutes ago.
I love when Buzz figures out stuff. Because, you know, our producer, Charlie Broyhill, is the worst with details.
He doesn't say, well, but in fairness to Charlie, you don't, you know, go around, like, pestering him like I do.
No, I don't pester.
Yeah, so you just found out a few seconds ago, right?
He told me during the last break.
Oh, he told you during the last show? Yeah. So he did tell you.
No, I didn't learn it here.
Ah, okay.
Okay, but you had that quizzical look on your face, like yes. You do sometimes when I announce something is happening on the show, and Buzz gives me that head, like, you know, the dog with its head cocked. Like,
really?
Yeah.
He was quizzical about the something special that's coming up.
He can tell you that if you want.
Okay.
You can tell him that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a secret, but he can tell you about it.
All right. Yeah, I will tell you about it, but it's a secret.
I understand.
So I don't want to tell you now. I'll tell you in real life.
Okay.
Or even better, I'll email you.
Okay, great.
That's my favorite way of communicating with Bob.
I look forward to that.
Via the email.
That's right.
Now, we do want to say thank you to the good people of Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville!
Robbie, you took away my little fantastic music here. I had some kind of dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Was it a fanfare?
No. It was a thing with a green label. No. Put it away. There's a big whack back there. Put it away, you goddamn neat freak.
Rob is highly organized.
Yes, he is.
He's a good cleaning person.
Yes, you did.
He tidies up the studio constantly.
You put it away. You had it put away. And we want to thank the good people of Greenville, South Carolina.
Did we kick a little ace down there?
You know, God knows those next call us enough.
Right.
I'm not surprised by the fact that they have really, really come out and support this show. This would be, I guess, the winter Arbitron ratings.
Okay.
Where, let me see, among people 18 to 34, we have a 12.1 share.
Excellent.
Among men 18 to 34, we have a 16.5 share.
Ooh, love the double digits.
Men and women 18 to 49, 10.1 share.
Good.
Let me see. Men 18 to 49, a 10.9 share. Adults 25 to 44, a 9.0 share.
It's good, good, good.
Men 25 to 54, a 13.5 share.
Wow.
Excellent.
Gigantic shares. Men 25 to 49.
Are most of these number one?
All of these are number one.
These are all number one.
All of these demos I'm giving you number one.
Number one.
Men 25 to 49, an 11.1 share.
That is wonderful news. Way to go, Greenville.
Mm-hmm. Men 25 to 54, a 10.2 share.
This is great.
All those 10 shares. So listen, thank you for listening and admitting to the ratings company that you listen to this show on WPEK 98.1.
We love you, Greenvillians.
I hope they really don't call it this on the station. I'm looking at the letterhead.
Uh-huh.
The Peak, 98.1. Entertaining talk radio.
Yeah, that doesn't sound quite right.
That is so freaking jive. I hope they don't call it that.
We think you'll like it. It's very entertaining.
Billy?
Billy.
Do you like the entertaining radio, Billy?
That's right. It's entertaining radio for you.
Oh, I forgot to say one thing about the weekend, which actually goes all the way back to Friday when I was at my kid's school.
Mm-hmm.
When the dads go to school on Father's Day, the dads go to class with the kids.
Okay.
So I went to biology class with my son, and I was able to keep up there.
Uh-huh.
Went to, some kind of history class. I was able to keep up there.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until we got to, he is in honors algebra.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when I decided it was time for me to show off.
Because you like the math.
Yes. And what I did was I had sat back in all the other classes, and the teacher throws out softball questions, and, mm-hmm. you know, generally the exercise is trying to make the dads look stupid.
Sure.
But I was able to answer softball questions in each of these other classes. Well, by the time we got to his honors algebra class, I was puffing my chest out, thinking, you know, I'm feeling pretty good.
Right.
So I sat down. It was the class was over, and Bart was sitting up there with the teacher. And they were doing some kind of
equation,
something about a circle. They want to find the point on a circle.
Okay.
And the teacher looks at me and says, "You're good at math, aren't you?" And I said, "Oh,
You bet.
Real confident.
Yeah. And he wrote down an equation. And I must have stared at it for maybe 2 minutes.
Cocking your head and
having a physical look. I mean, not a friggin' idea.
It's algebra.
What he had written down. And I looked at him, I said, well, I took algebra. It was, 1974 when I took algebra. He says, well, but no, the basic mechanisms of algebra are the same then as they are now.
Thanks, Teach.
let's give it a second now. Break it down. Can you break it down? 5x equals 7 divided by 2 equals what? And I'm sitting here going,
5x. 5x.
So I got to figure out what x is. And he says,
5x
yes.
equals 7. So plus 2?
I don't know. I mean, I was lost. And what happens is that once they went through the first one that I got wrong, and I might have the equation wrong, Mike. I might be giving you the wrong equation.
You're just going to scramble my brains if I start doing that.
So then what happens is I finally look up at the teacher, and I said, you know what? You got me. I guess I'm not as good as I thought I was. And he said, no, come on, I'm sure you'll get this.
Oh.
And then he writes down what I guess is like a question for someone in retard algebra.
Right.
Where he writes down a very basic equation, but because the equation has parentheses around it, I'm looking at him going, now wait a minute, I think I remember what to do here. Now this is...
But you're trying, that's the important part.
I'm trying it. And then you got to get the whole thing with, positive numbers and negative numbers. And finally I just said, listen, I tell you what, let's just do this. Give me an equation, and I'll do it on the chalkboard. And I'll show you how we used to do it the old time way.
Well, that's confidence that you're even doing that.
So, for instance, here's what the teacher said. Okay, he says to me, okay, here's one. Do you know what this is? And he writes this down. And I said,
5x exclamation point?
That's exactly what I said. You're dumb just like me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that is,
He
right?
said, no, this is an equation.
Oh.
He said, here's how you break it down. 5.
Hold it up a little higher.
4, 3, 2, 1. Meaning, 5 times 4 is 20. Times 3 is 60. Times 2 is 120. Minus 1 is 119. I think that's what he was getting at. There might be a divided by something. Do you know what this is, Robbie?
Yeah, it's a factorial. That's what messed us up when we were trying to figure out the odds to the lottery.
So it is 5 times 4 times 3 times 2. Times
1.
Times 1.
It's every natural number multiplied by every...
Right.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So 5 factorial is 120.
So then what the teacher said to me is, okay, good, since I did that one, he puts his foot on the board.
See, why did you get minus 1, though, at the end there, instead of times 1?
Because I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, I'm just curious.
And besides, it was 3 days ago, okay?
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I don't know these things.
So then he puts this one up. 10 exclamation point. And he says, go at it. And I go, okay.
All right.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10 times 9 is 90. 90 times 8. And I get right here to 9 times 8. And while I'm thinking in my head... 9 times 8. By this time, my kid is already all the way down to 4.
Right.
On this scale. Mm. By the time that I'm halfway through, by the time I get to 10 times 9 times 8 times 7 times 6, by the time I get there, Bart's already got his answer up on the board.
Wow, man.
Already got his answer on the board.
It makes you feel kind of inadequate.
Makes you feel like a dope.
But it makes you feel good, that he's going to a good school.
Yeah.
That's good.
I had to bite my tongue to say, but listen, how's this crap going to help him in everyday life?
Well, it's going
to
help him if he's designing like a space shuttle or something.
I know, of course, and that's why I didn't say it, which is what I used to say myself in school, and as it turns out,
for all of us, and for anybody that's like planning on going into high tech or anything like that, all these guys, the reason we have what we have and our society's changing is because of mathematics. I mean, that really, as much as I hate to admit that.
Thank God that I knew I wanted to be a disc jockey when I was 12 years old, and I knew that all of this crap wouldn't really help me at all.
I blame my teachers.
All I had to do was figure out how to talk about sex and feces and I could support my family.
I always wished I was better at math, and I blame my teachers because my teachers in math class, this is just the way I thought it was. Now, it might be just me, but I'll tell you right now, I was the great underachieving in the middle. They would spend a lot of time on the kids that really were closet cases on math, and they would spend a lot of time with the kids that were, you know, very adept at math.
Right.
But all of us in the middle, you know, if you were floundering a little bit, you just had to kind of tough it out. And I blame them.
Well,
I do indeed.
Okay, so that's the other thing I wanted to tell you.
Good.
And that I dug myself in a bigger and bigger and bigger hole because I refused to give up, like I did on that stupid millionaire argument, and like I did on the argument about which is faster, light and sound. But the difference is, on Friday when I was at my kid's school, I wasn't drunk.
That's right.
I was totally
persistent,
in charge of my faculties.
Just a little misguided.
Yet would not let it go.
Yeah.
Because I said, no, well, that's impossible. You would get that. I said to Bart, that's impossible. You get it that fast. You must have used your calculator. He said, no, I didn't use my calculator.
He has his multiplication tables memorized.
He said, well, Dad, right here. You've got, for instance, 5 and 2. You have to multiply it by 5 and multiply it by 2. So what I do is I X out the 5 and the 2, and I just start out by multiplying 10 times 10. Since I know later I'm going to have to multiply by 5 and multiply by 2.
Very clever.
Whoa. Right? And I was looking at
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, you see you have the numbers 10, 9, 8, 7.
Don't even do this with me. I am so challenged that I have absolutely no idea. I'm very impressed with what he did.
You understand that?
Oh, yeah.
What he was doing?
Sure.
Right, yeah. You should be his father, right? I'm worthless. I'm totally worthless. I mean, I'm good at doing all the dad stuff.
Yes.
But when it comes to stuff like that, I'm worthless.
Well, it's good. I think it's good when your kid is outperforming you in certain areas. I know it's sad to hear it, but I fully expect my kids to do that with me, and I think that's a good thing. You know, you're making it better for your kid. That's the important thing. He's going to do better than you did.
God damn it, I hope so. I mean, if he ends up doing this, I'm going to get and shoot myself. 20 years from now, he's coming on the radio talking about feces and sex.
I know.
And boners. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Don Kim.
John Kim.
John Kim, a new regular on the show, calling quite frequently.
Now, I have to tell you, man, you guys gave this girl my number. She called my house, and I emailed her.
You mean a fat girl that you wanted to go to the nudist camp with you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And I emailed her saying, hi, this is John, so on and so forth. And then she said, this is Terry something or another. And then she gave me her vitals. And then she never emailed me back. And
hold on, John. What are you talking about? She said this is Harry?
Terry.
Terry, okay.
Terry from Northern Virginia or something.
All right, well, John Kim, listen, I can't help you if someone stiffed you on the internet. Is that why you're calling?
No, I just wanted to know if she's going to email me back or not, that's all.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're putting out a plea for this girl to email you back because you want a fat chick to go to the nudist camp with you.
Right.
Right, okay, gotcha.
Also, I'd like to,
Ever heard of what?
NAFA?
NAFA. Have you ever heard of a guy named Dennis Murphy who calls this show too often? John Kim?
Too many uhs.
Hi, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you following Bobby Knight?
Oh, yeah. Is that on right now,
Let me check on that. I'd almost forgotten.
Turn that on, Buzz.
You betcha.
Yeah.
This is Mikey G over by Iowa City.
Yeah, hey.
Ah, hey.
Deal.
You know, is there any coincidence that they announced Bobby Knight, and now all the rest of the sports world is coming out with their garbage, too?
Suspended for 3 games next season. Bobby Knight?
They really got tough with him.
That's a whack on his dick. That's nothing.
Coaching against Gonzaga and Illinois Circle and stuff like that.
That's nothing. They suspended him for 3 games. That is like Alan Goodman suspending us for comments that we've made on the radio.
That's it, and that's what they expect to do. They couldn't do that. The Indiana wanted Bobby Knight. That's all there is to it.
But watch the bottom of the sports channel and all the other news that's breaking at the same time.
So there's some other college coaches that are in trouble?
No, there's the Packers finally announced that Chamour is being charged with sexual assault.
That's right, I heard that.
I don't think the Packers announced that.
No.
I think the police announced that.
Yeah, well, it's coincidental that...
Goodbye. Please. Jesus Christ.
That's right. You know, John Kim followed by that guy. Get me a cinder block wall to pound my head against.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don.
Yes.
I heard you're having trouble with mathematics, and I just wanted to point out to you that your high school math teachers are probably very upset to hear that, like Mr. Hassler, Mr. Bassard.
Hey, wait, how do you know them?
Marcoux.
How do you know them?
I am related to one of them.
Okay, this guy really is named me. Those were names of math teachers when I went to high school.
That's good that you remember them.
Real names.
At Colonel ZDM.
Yeah, right. Colonel Zadok Magruder High School.
There you go.
That's where I went to high school.
What was that first name? Colonel what?
Zadok.
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 Z-A-D-O-K.
That's a weird name.
It was like some Civil War dude, I think.
No, actually, it was Revolutionary War, I think.
Right. See, that's my whole problem. That's my problem in the show. I'm always that close from the right answer.
Can I point out one thing?
What?
You had teachers who had were MIT-trained mathematicians. So it's not their fault. You just wanted to talk about feces and sex.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
I'd love to talk to some of my old high school teachers.
I would too. If I could remember, you seem to remember the names right away. I don't pull the names back that quickly.
I'd love to talk to them because really, I had real discussions with high school teachers. Where really, I would always get this lecture. You're so bright, you're so smart, but you don't apply yourself.
I would get
this all the time, and I would say to them, even as far back as 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, this doesn't matter because what I want to do is be a disc jockey.
Right.
And to be a disc jockey, I don't think I have to memorize all this crap about wars and all this junk about prepositions and putting a sentence together.
You're very secure in your knowledge of what you wanted to do.
Yeah, and what would piss them off was that I was one of those kids that could not pay attention in class at all. I never did. Mm-hmm. I was constantly drawing pictures of Batman or goofing with my friends. Yet I could take the book home the night before a test, study my ass off, pull an A, and then come in the next day after the test and not know anything at all.
Right.
Not know anything.
But you're not proud of that.
No, I'm not.
You're not at all.
No.
Only a little bit.
In case my son is listening, I'm not proud of that at all.
What was your most embarrassing moment in high school? Did you have any definitive embarrassing moment that stands out, something you did or something that was done to you in high school around your peers?
When Coach Sador kicked me in the ass.
Is that the big one?
That was it.
The reason I asked that is because the only thing I remember of high school when you're asking about remembering teachers is I remember my single most embarrassing moment was when I farted in Mr. Wilde's silent study hall.
Mm.
And you know how kids are, you know, where they push the desks away, where everybody goes, oh. So they push the desk away, and then you get the laughter after that. So I went, I did the little, and then the kids went, oh, like that. And it was silent study hall. And Mr. Wilde looked up at me and said, that's disgusting. And everybody stopped laughing. And I felt that big. I thought everybody shared my love of farts.
Well, see, now that's why we ended up working together. Because my most embarrassing moment was also based on farts.
Yeah, but I bet Mr. Wilde would be real surprised to know that those farts are sponsored today. But there's someone who pays to put their name on our farts.
Because I was the center on the football team.
There you go.
And during practice, the quarterback came up and put his hands under there. And I just let go with a big beefer.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody laughed. And the coach came over and said, oh, hold on. Mike's got something for us. That weak fart was sponsored by Milwaukee Frozen Custard.
Mm-hmm.
Milwaukee Frozen Custard.
Hi, Mr. Wilde.
.com.
There you go.
That's for him.
That's great.
So I was bending over, hiking the ball. The guy puts his hands down there. I let go with one of these.
You timed it, right? You waited for that moment.
No, it happened.
Oh,
it was not something done on purpose.
Tell the truth.
No, really.
There wasn't a bit of you that timed it for that moment when his hands were under
there? Absolutely not.
Really?
And then what he did was this big, gigantic beefer came out, and he ran away.
Right.
He pulled back out and put his hands up in the air. Mm-hmm. Everybody started laughing. Then somebody said, hey, answer that telephone because some a-hole keeps calling. And everybody laughed, and this guy, Coach Sidoris, who I think still teaches at Magruder High School, said, oh, you think that's funny?
Mm-hmm.
You think that's funny? And I just kind of stood there and looked at him, and he said, get back down in your stance.
Mm-hmm.
And I got back down in my stance, we're going to hike the ball, and he had shoes with cleats on them, and he kicked me in the ass.
Did he give you the kick, like, with the forward part, with the bottom of his shoe?
Yeah.
So kind of, like, shoved you, kicked
you? Yeah. He kicked me in the ass and made me fall down. He said, you think that's funny? And I got up, and I didn't say anything. He said, get back in your stance again. He kicked me again.
Really?
Made me fall down again. Then he said, do you think it's funny? And I said, no, I don't. And he said, neither do I.
There you go.
And that was the great lesson with Coach Sidora.
That's a good lesson.
I would never be allowed today.
Yeah, they couldn't do that today.
Right.
Right. Right. And that guy ended up being one of my best memories in high school, was being kicked in the ass by that coach.
Sure.
Really?
I mean, there was a little more ass kicking by high school coaches, huh? There you go. In our day. My day, why you?
Well, you know, it's like I've always said, if an ass kicking is inevitable, lay back and enjoy it. If a firing is inevitable, Bobby, sit back and enjoy it.
3-game suspension. What he'll do is he'll do more fishing.
BFD.
And, of course, that means he will be able to prepare them for the season, where he'll get them ready all summer.
Everybody do that same deal that baseball coaches do when they're fired. You know, when a manager gets thrown out of a game, what he does is he goes down to the clubhouse.
And he sits on the phone.
He watches on TV.
Right.
And he still gets on the phone and tells everybody what to do.
Either does it on the phone or sends a runner back, you know, one of the ball boys.
The school says this will send a clear message to Bob Knight that his temper will not be tolerated.
Right.
It's a clear message.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
3 games.
Hello.
Don.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi.
Hey, listen, last Friday afternoon I came home from work early. As I walked into the kitchen, I turned on the TV, and it was the Rosie O'Donnell Show. And I know you guys...
Rosie O'Donnell?
Good old Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, whatever.
Love seeing her at the Million Pounds of Fat March this weekend.
Oh, you know, I'm all for that Million Mile March, but seeing her up there, having her as the point person took all the wind out of my sails for that Million Mile March.
Big fat face.
God, I wish it was somebody else.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Wait.
Thank you. No, sorry. Sorry. Big, gigantic hole there. We're waiting for you to talk.
Yeah, that was your privilege revoked.
Sorry, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you a question about a teacher in high school to see if you ever had him. Mr. Kinsey for biology.
Oh, yes, Mr. Kinsey. I'll tell you what Mr. Kinsey did.
Yeah, I want to hear all about it.
He had butt sex with me.
Oh, God.
Did he really?
Over and over again.
Yeah. No, he didn't. You don't like that. It's a bad spot.
That's right.
That's why I don't like it.
That's why you were traumatized.
Because Mr. Kinsey every day kept me after school. And his code was to clean the erasers. No, of course not. I have no idea who that is.
Oh, okay. I just thought you might.
No, thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I'm roasting one of my teachers tomorrow night.
Bye-bye.
By video.
Oh, is that why you borrowed the joke book from Rob?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it is. I borrowed some of Uncle Milty's jokes, but most of the stuff I wrote. I bet there are about 3 Milton Berle jokes in there.
Oh, God.
Yes. The other day, Rob...
Buzz Shecky Burbank.
Right. Rob had, in his bag, he had all these joke books. Mm-hmm. And I said, what are those for? And he says, well, Buzz is borrowing them. Because Buzz is, like, the MC of some roast.
But you're the MC via videotape?
I'm not MCing. I'm one of the roasters. And
they're going to play a videotape?
I'll appear by video.
So what's some of your material?
It's like
Buzz?
A big star
I can't spoil it because he listens to the show, and I don't want him to hear any of the material now.
Michael Elston is on location where he's doing his high-powered radio show, but through the magic of videotape, he's here with us tonight. That's like what they do with the real big shot.
That's like on the People's Choice Award.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Buzz Burbank has won his favorite newscaster. However, he's on the set of his brand-new movie, I Swap, and here's his videotape message.
And they only do it for, like, the real big stars because those are the people that... they have to have, even if they can't make it.
Well, Buzz, listen, I'll put out a plea for this teacher to turn his radio off now.
Okay.
So if you're listening, teacher, turn your radio off. Turn it off. Okay, I'm sure he's now turning it off. Let's hear some of your material.
Well, he was a debate coach, a speech and debate coach, and we went to tournaments, and sometimes those tournaments were out of state.
Did you do any masturbating jokes?
No, actually, I didn't.
You know, master debater.
That's not in the book.
No,
that's not in the book. Milty's book would not have that.
No, what I said was that since he wanted to be a debate coach, he wanted to have a job that would allow him to take young people across state lines. That was one of the jokes.
You're a brave man.
Thank you.
You're doing this. You know exactly what the result is going to be.
Come on, give me another one.
You're doing it anyway. You're a trooper, Buzz.
Give me another one.
Let's see if I can remember anything else. I'm going to have to think about it.
Who ran the camera? Did Marsha run the camera?
No, the camera was affixed on a tripod. I sat on a chair, in a chair with a microphone.
Rupert Pumpkin.
And, worked from cue cards.
Hey, how about this one? Do you have time to go back and maybe tweak it up, or have you already sent the video?
No, it's already there. It's already
in
the
video. My teacher, Mr. So-and-so, he's gay.
No, I don't
that's it. You don't need anything else. He's gay.
No,
I know he's gay. He'll tell you differently, but I know he's gay.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Give us one more, Buzz. I'm sure you must remember one more gag.
An example of an Uncle Milty joke. I said that he was so bland, he was so, you know, without personality, that his computer dating service matched him with mayonnaise.
Oh,
God.
That is awful.
But it fits the guy, so it'll work for that group.
How about if you ended it with, Mr. So-and-so, mm-hmm. I just want you to know, and I want everybody at the roast tonight to know, I loved you. I loved having sex with you.
Mm-hmm.
I loved having sex with you many, many, many times. And I hope that if I ever see you again, I can have sex with you again. Good night, everyone. Good night.
Perhaps that's what I should have done.
Yeah, that's funny. Go to Rob. Get his joke book.
No, most of the stuff I wrote, like I said, I only used the same runs about 5 minutes or so, and I only used about 3 Uncle Milty jokes.
Did you go with the Uncle Milty just to be like, you had to be safe because it's probably going to be a lot of old people there?
Yeah, just to fill it in. It's the Toastmasters Club in Wichita, Kansas, so...
All right, well, give me something else. If this was, if most of it was original material,
mm-hmm.
give me another slice of it.
The only other thing that comes to mind is the ending.
Okay.
So if anybody's going to be there, don't listen to this part.
Right, because you'd hate to ruin this bit of entertainment.
The big finish. I just said, since he was a speech and debate coach, you know, a little on the nerdy side, I ended it with, it could have been worse, Roger. You could have taught band.
Oh.
And that's how it ends. Thank you.
That's terrific.
Thank you.
That sucks.
That's terrific.
That's awful. No offense, Buzz.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thanks. No, well, you won't be in the audience, so I don't have to worry about that.
We always go for the cheap stuff.
Sure.
No, I know. What's his name, Mr. Roger?
Roger. Mm-hmm.
Roger, congratulations, and I've sent you a case of Aston's mouth.
See, I know my audience, so I'm targeting my audience in much the same way you target yours.
All right, very good.
Hi, this is Buzz, and I'd like to say to, what's his name?
Roger.
Roger, I'll always remain your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I won't forget our first anal fissure. When you first approached me about going for one of our rides
in the country, out cow tipping,
when I came in for extra help on my homework,
mm-hmm.
the first day when you said, it's mighty hot in here, why don't you take that shirt off? I knew we were on to something special.
Never forget the first time I thought you'd caught me cheating, and you came over and leaned over my desk and rammed your tongue into my ear. Deep, soft, and wet.
You wouldn't do that, though, would you, Buzz? That's not you.
Not for this crowd. No, not for that crowd. For this crowd, I would, but not for that
crowd. I don't
think
any of us would do that for our teachers. I think, you know, you know what the room is.
That's
especially
right.
If he was a bland, kind of humorless teacher.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
What?
I think maybe if you didn't have to go... And if you were never going to see the guy again,
mm-hmm.
like if anybody asked me to do a testimonial for Coach Sidorek,
mm-hmm.
or any of my other teachers, Mr. Vert, Mole, who was another one of my favorite teachers, I might go with the thing, you know, saying, I'll never forget how you inspired me to go out for track, and I'll never forget how you gave me extra help on the basketball team, and I'll never forget the time you kissed me.
Yeah, it's funny.
It is funny.
I mean, it is very funny.
I might do that.
And in this day and age, it's, you know, with all the stories you hear, I mean, it is kind of, that is a source of humor.
I probably wouldn't go as far as anal on a tape.
But kissing is funny.
Yeah, sure. The first time you kissed me.
I could have done that.
You're the only, you know, the thing I remember most is you're the first teacher who taught me that it was okay for another teacher to kiss a student. Full on the mouth.
That's a good
with
line.
Tongue.
I'm laughing at that. See, you came to the wrong guy. You came to Rob for his joke books. You should have come to me and Mike. We would have whipped you up a great monologue.
I realize that now.
I could have done it. Oh, Christ. Any chance you can get a copy of that tape?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I sent both the master and the copy there, but I'll try to get one of those back. I still have the script somewhere.
I remember the debate club, and I remember the great times we'd have changing in and out of each other's clothes.
Well, that part's true.
Okay, Buzz. If you get that tape, bring that in.
Okay.
Now that I like better than hearing that. Hi. And it's you. Are you sitting at a desk?
It's just me. No, sitting in a chair. Well, I have on a coat and tie, and I'm sitting
you
in
have
a chair.
You have a coat and tie. You put
it's,
a coat and
it's
tie.
It's like
on.
A presidential fireside chat.
Oh, God.
It's a lot like that.
Jesus Christ. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
What's going on there, guys?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, did you guys hear about that guy trying to sue millionaire
mm-hmm.
for $2 million?
Yes.
Do you guys think he's right or do you think he's wrong on that?
He's absolutely right. 100%. Thank you. Bye.
Peace.
Peace. Bye.
That was good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
That's how you get rid of bad callers.
Mm-hmm.
You just give them an opinion immediately.
Right.
And then you just move right on.
But give them the, you know, be dishonest. You give them the opinion that's really not your opinion.
Hello?
I was wondering if any of you plan to check out the Brady Bunch movie on tonight on NBC, the true life story behind the scenes when the camera
was turned off.
Oh, yes. Yep. Bye. Thank you.
Just did it again.
Did it again. It's a wonderful method.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do you guys know what Jesus spelled backwards is?
Hold on.
Turn your radio down.
Could this be a setup?
Sorry.
Turn it down, please.
It's down.
J-E-S-U-S. S-U-S. E-J.
No. What does it spell?
It's sausage. Well, what if Larry King was all discombobulated one day, and he said, would you like some bacon and sausage with your breakfast?
Oh, oh, you're killing me here.
That's horrible.
Christ, you're killing me.
Did you do that? Now turn your radio down. Rob's got a book you could borrow.
Man. That's awful.
You really thought that that was worthy of taking everyone's time up?
Screw you all, okay?
No, F you.
Go screw your coach.
Screw my coach.
Now that was funny.
But your joke was not funny.
Turn your radio down. Turn it down.
Listen. Don't make me make an example out of you.
Go for it, Don.
Apologize.
Why?
Because I think all the listeners deserve an apology.
That was funny this morning.
What was funny this morning? Did you come up with it this morning?
When I was with my friends, that was humor.
Now, your friends were lying to you.
No. What are you, a high school boy?
Yes.
Oh, and he's a high school boy.
You're not allowed to call
anyway.
You're
breaking the prime directive, Christ. You're not supposed to call us till you have pubic hair.
Man,
I have plenty.
How old are you?
14.
14. You're not allowed to call until you're 18. Are you not allowed to call this show until you're 18?
Well, listen, apologize now or I'll get your number off caller ID and I'm going to call your mommy or daddy. Do you come from a broken home?
No, I don't.
All right, well then I will call your mommy or daddy later and tell them.
Trust me, as a much older person, the easiest way to get out of this situation is to simply say I'm sorry.
I love you.
Well, I love you is nice, but and I'm sorry for the rest of the listeners.
You guys aren't nice. I'm going to cry.
Say it or I'm going to call your mommy, you little bastard.
I'm sorry, guys.
There you go. All right, goodbye. See you later.
I'm sorry,
all right,
I hurt you.
All right,
right. Better. Bye. Please. Jesus Christ.
You know something my mother-in-law asked the twins over the weekend?
What's that?
If they had pubic hair yet.
Oh.
It was yesterday morning.
Well, it's probably under a bit of strain.
Mother's Day morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sitting around the breakfast table, like 12 of us, having breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And the little boys, Drew and Nick, who were 10 years old, what they would do is they were doing that thing where they would lift their shirts up and put it behind their heads.
Yeah.
And they're just walking around being goofy.
Right.
And I think somebody said to one of them, show us your muscle man pose or something. Mm-hmm. So one of them went like this and like started flexing. And then somebody said, oh, look, you have some hair under you.
Hotline ringing.
Oh, here we go.
Better answer that.
Hello?
Don't talk about my mother, boo.
Why?
Why don't you say, tell what you asked the twins?
Wait.
When you were having the martinis.
What did I ask the twins?
If they had ever used condoms.
Oh, I was drunk.
Oh, dear, 10.
Yeah. So don't talk about my family members. You fess up what you do.
I think I did. I think I did fess up to the fact that I had 4 martinis on Saturday night. And I've also already talked about the stupid speed of light or speed of sound argument.
Yes, but did you mention that you happened to ask one of them if he'd ever used a condom?
No, because I told you this. I didn't remember asking him that.
Well, we reminded you.
Oh, God.
Okay.
She kind of trumped you on that one.
I know. I think it's much worse to ask a young boy if he has pubic hair rather than to ask.
I think you all, no more talking to the twins. Nobody's allowed to talk to the twins anymore.
In what context did I ask the twins if they'd ever used a condom?
One made the mistake of strolling over to you.
When they threw one over to me?
No, a twin walked over to you, to where you were sitting. Just the actual question.
And I just asked him that?
Yeah.
And no one had been discussing condoms at all?
No, I think the topic had come up.
We'll see now.
It was in context.
But they weren't even involved in the discussion. They just made the mistake of wandering over at
you know
that moment.
That is, I'm sure that is me just trying to be funny, trying to make a joke. Of course, I was so drunk at the time, I don't remember saying it.
Yeah, that's where you're at a disadvantage.
Yes. But, you know, your mom,
Well, she seems funny also.
She did just ask them, do boys have pubic hair yet?
No, it was on the discussion of hair, and she was making a joke, too. Only hers, you know, she didn't have the aid of a martini when she made her joke.
All right, honey.
All right, goodbye, Bill.
All right, goodbye. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
I'd like to point out that both comments will be featured in the upcoming show, Parents Say the Darndest Thing.
All right. Time out. Time out. Listen, we have to do a break, and then we'll be right back.
Certified Blouse Clown Inspectors, Don and Mike.
Oh, you got to remind me here in a couple of seconds. A couple of topics we've got to get to. You know, next week is the week that we're filling up a beach house.
Yes.
With our crazy kooky listeners. We get six strangers to live together for a week with Homo Joe in Dewey Beach, Delaware. So we got to fill up that house this week because people will be living in the house all next week.
It's going to be great.
All next week. Also want to make sure we ask Wendell Hall, our engineer.
Oh, yeah.
About his blind date with the girl who called him up on the show.
He was beaming.
Okay. Want to ask him about that. Maybe smell his fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we haven't talked about Friends yet.
No, the big payday for all the cast of Friends.
Yeah, the Friends are making their money. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. My name is Dimitri. I'm calling from New York.
Yes, hi, Dimitri.
The other day you were talking about PlayStation 2. So when you guys come out to New York, there's a store in Staten Island that sells it already.
Really?
The Japanese version, yes.
Could I get the Madden game?
You probably can get the Madden. They have a whole bunch of games there. I went there on the weekend with my friend, and he bought it because he was telling me, oh, they carry it there. When Dreamcast came out in Japan, he went and bought the Japanese version. But the only problem is that the games come out in Japanese. They don't come out in English.
That's almost worth it, I would think.
Does that mean, like, when John Madden talks, it would be, oh, that is good one on here, down to the 25-yard line.
Yeah,
oh.
Probably. I really
so.
But he picked it up, and the graphics are insane. They are unbelievable. Great. I was amazed. I wanted it. It costs like $300 at this place over here in Staten Island.
I'd pay that. But hold on a second. I want to find
out. Yeah, no problem, Don.
Hold on a second.
It's very, very cool.
Thank you, Dimitri.
I was flipping around on Saturday trying to see if Matt Elliott, our good friend, was doing a game. He wasn't on, was
not,
he?
Not till next weekend.
Next weekend, okay.
Next weekend. Matt Elliott is actually doing color commentary on the NFL Europe game.
Cool. And I was really trying to see if Matt had maybe changed his tone, because there was some guy that had a slightly higher pitch voice, but he'd really dialed it down, and I thought that might have been Matt, but Matt's going to be working with the British announcer.
Yeah, right.
Cool. By the hauling.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
It's just funny. I'm probably one of the few schmucks that watch NFL Europe.
Yeah.
And it's funny to hear a British guy call the game.
And it's obvious that there are a lot of guys that are color commentators on that league for the Fox telecast that are doing the same thing Matt's doing.
Right, they're
and
all
certain guys just trying too hard, you know.
They're all auditioning, right.
Yeah, it's real exciting, but I mean, it's not that exciting, you know.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Hi, this is Sam Huff.
Hey, Sam, buddy.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great.
I'd just like to say Happy Mother's Day to everybody here on the Don and Mike show. I had a great one, and I hope you guys did too.
How's Mama Huff doing?
Yeah, she's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I guess that means that she...
Well, first of all, if I could tell you what I did this weekend.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. I was jumping to the end. What did you do this weekend?
Well,
Sam?
I tell you, I was out in West Virginia, and me and my cousins, Billy and Danny, we all went out and we went cow tipping over the weekend out in West Virginia.
That's wonderful, Sam.
That's right, and then we got arrested.
Oh, really?
Why?
Well, we came up on the short end of the stick.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes.
You just wanted to work in Billy Huff and Danny Huff.
Billy Huff and Danny Huff.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Danny Huff.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, did you guys ever go see Jeff Krulik's show at the Kennedy Center on Saturday?
You know, I wish we could answer what that guy was asking.
Jeff Krulik's show?
Yeah, well, no,
who is that? Is that the guy obsessed with Jews?
Yeah, did you guys go see that?
No, we didn't. Although, you know what? I think we're going to call him up today, because not only does he have the movie out called Obsessed with Jews,
uh-huh.
He also has a movie out that he sent us a copy of called I Created Lancelot Link.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's an actual movie, a documentary.
About Lancelot Link.
About how he invented our favorite TV show ever, Lancelot Link.
We'll have to talk to him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oops.
Hold on a second. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on! Sorry. Did you all happen to catch a couple of E! True Hollywood Stories over the weekend?
Who did you say hold on to?
That was my sister. She was bothering me.
What was she doing?
She wanted something. She was like, Michael!
What, she wants sex?
No, yes. Yes, I love incest. But they had Jim J. Bullock and John Stamos on there.
Oh, I saw the promo for John Stamos.
You know, I thought they ran out a couple of weeks ago when they did the Siegfried and Roy True Hollywood story.
Did you watch Heather Locklear over the weekend?
No.
Heather Locklear. I logged a lot of time with the True Hollywood story of Heather Locklear.
Yeah, but, hey, did what's his name get at you guys last week?
Yeah, what's his name? Yeah, he did.
Yeah, D's Nuts.
You know, yeah, see, we didn't fall for it. I'll tell you right now that the best part of the Heather Locklear story was the interviews with Shatner talking about her time on, on
T.J. Hooker.
On T.J. Hooker when she was shuttling back and forth to Dynasty. You know, the superstar. And we knew a superstar was born.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, my friend, hello.
Channel 11 up in Baltimore lost their sportscaster, and they've been having DJs come in and fill in.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad. There was some big fat guy the other day. And
all disc jockeys are big fat guys.
What's the problem?
Yeah, the problem is a sedentary lifestyle.
You've got a face for radio.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's a sedentary lifestyle.
Get up, do some sit-ups, crunches, some push-ups, get yourself
on
TV.
I'm
going
to do it. Here we go. I'm going to do something right now.
Oh, there you go. Get a towel for Don.
That killed me. God damn, my finger is tired now.
I wonder which sportscaster they lost up in Baltimore. They're all good.
You know who I watched? Because we get the Baltimore stations up at the beach.
I love Baltimore TV. Baltimore TV is a bigger hoot. Baltimore TV is much better than Washington TV because it doesn't try to be anything but good old local Baltimore TV.
Channel 13 is the worst.
Yeah.
Because Channel 13 has the people I hate the most. I hate Sally Thorner.
You used to love Sally Thorner.
Never did.
When it was Channel 2, you used to love Sally Thorner.
Never liked her. I like Mary Beth Marsden.
But I thought maybe you didn't like Sally Thorner.
I've always hated Sally Thorner.
And her tan, was she tanned?
Yes, her fake tan.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. And I hate on Channel 13 the guy with the bad skin and the beard.
Don...
I don't know his last name.
Oh, man. I always forget this guy's name.
But the guy that I hate the most on Channel 13 in Baltimore is the sports guy.
Is he the guy with the crew cut, or is he the guy with the good-looking guy?
The good-looking guy.
Slicky boy.
When he's out at Camden Yards, he, like, wears Hawaiian shirts and stuff.
Yeah, I know the guy. He's skinny. He's got the tan happening.
Is it John... God damn.
I don't remember their name.
You know, I don't watch Baltimore TV enough to know. But
I'm still working on the guy with the bad skin.
Thinks he's a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The sports guy thinks he's good-looking.
Right.
So he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Hey, tonight at the yard, the Birds try to snap that 8-game losing streak. I'll have the story. And then he pretends like he's holding the baseball bat.
Right.
Right after this.
Oh, yeah.
And he makes the fake swing.
Very sad for the bad weekend for the Orioles. It's a damn shame.
Right, Mr. Red Sox. I know that killed you.
You mean the first place of Boston Red Sox?
Hello, Don and Mike. Go Yankees.
I have to take advantage of every moment. Yes, and for all those people listening on WNEW, I have mixed loyalties, I don't know who to go with, the Yankees or the Red Sox.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Hi, I was calling to help you out with John Buren.
John who?
Buren.
John
right.
Buren, that's
right.
The guy.
John Buren.
He's a dick. Who's the guy with the bad skin and the beard? He works with Marty Bass.
The only reason I remember John Buren because he drives me crazy, too.
John Buren.
Yeah.
I'm John Buren. You know, he thinks he's a good-looking guy.
And he's very slick. Hey, here we go. Okay, he's got a slicky boy. Yeah, I'll just see. It's almost what it is the equivalent of disc jockeys puking when they go,
right.
And
I'll give him this.
Right.
Compared to the other people on Channel 13, he is a good-looking guy. But then again, Tom Gavin is a good-looking guy when you put him next to what's that guy's name, Richard Scherr?
Richard Scherr.
Is he still up there?
Know?
Yeah.
Isn't he DC?
No, he's in Baltimore. I think he still works on Channel 13.
Oh, he's the white hair.
White-haired guy.
Yep.
Right. Guy that looks like Eugene Levy.
Yeah.
Guy, you know who's worthless down here? You ever watch Channel 7? You ever seen John Harder?
John Harder with the white hair that does all the, he does the tests of automobiles.
And he also has some kind of a speech impediment.
John Harder.
I am not sure if it's a lisp. Or if it's a hair lip.
Right.
But John Harder has something to do with the speech. That when he's talking, he didn't.
He took the Volvo for a test drive to find out exactly what it looked like. Here we go.
Hey, he loves the shot of him in the car as he drives away. So that's why the brand new Subaru is a great buy. John Harder.
News 7.
Yeah, but who has now really moved to the front as far as losers in the world of television is Arch Campbell, who now gets the 30 seconds at the end of the news reviewing the ER that has just taken place.
Yeah. Oh, no, hold on. I can't believe... Is there a lame-ass way to end a newscast?
And Arch will be by to talk about tonight's episode of ER.
Hold on. I can top that.
Okay.
I can top that. I was watching Channel 9
right.
last week, on the noon newscast,
mm-hmm.
where there was some crazy gunman somewhere.
Okay.
And you know who they went to for the story? Frank Herzog.
Wow.
Like he's a regular news guy.
Frank doing regular news is just like, who's our chief utility man?
Hold on, I might have something here.
Okay, here we go. But you were talking about Frank. That was almost inaudible.
Yeah. Sorry. That doesn't count as being sponsored.
You're not going to sponsor that one?
That's not sponsored.
I did hear it, though.
I do think I have to wipe now, though.
Ah! Oh, how far we have come.
I really do.
How far we have come.
So anyway, they're doing like this news story. Like, there's a crazy man with a gun. Let's go to Frank Herzog.
Mm-hmm.
And he's standing outside.
Right.
And when he's doing the news story, he's doing the same voices when he calls the Redskins games.
Yeah.
You know, he does that thing, Redskins moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing the distinctive burgundy helmets, the gold shoulder pads, and the red and white strip. He's doing the same thing.
Sure.
There's a man, he's gone crazy in Hyattsville, up on top of a building with a 44-gauge shotgun.
Yeah, we knew it was tough for Frank when we saw him at the airport Thanksgiving weekend. You know, a little rough for him. But, you know, Channel 9 is winning my respect because they're using one of their great resources. They're using one of the greatest treasures they have, and they're using them the right way. Have you seen the promos for Mike Buchanan at the beach?
Yes. Mike Buchanan at the beach! And it shows Mike Buchanan running up the beach with a wet T-shirt.
You're kidding me.
I swear to God, and I said, somebody over there might be using their thinking cap because that is the way you use our good friend Mike Buchanan. You put him in a wet T-shirt at the beach and have him run. How the hell did Mike Buchanan ever get the anchor job at Channel 9?
We never knew that, but he's not right for that. You should put Mike Buchanan back on the road.
He's the body bag guy. He's either great at body bags.
Fantastic at that.
Or like, the lady that has 25,000 coffee mugs.
Absolutely, he's great. But apparently, they're designing this whole feature around him where it's Mike Buchanan at the beach. And I will specifically watch that. That's what you do with sweeps. But the promo is great because they do a freeze frame of him running halfway up the beach where he's like with his mouth open.
It looks great. All right, I have one last question about local news people.
Yes.
Who's fatter, Susan Kidd or Beverly Burke?
Boy, that's tough. Susan Kidd is a large, you know, when you use the term big boned, Susan Kidd is large. She is tall. She is wide. She's big.
You know,
I think Beverly Burke is fatter.
Yeah. Or Susan Kidd. Every time they do a story on Channel 4 about the latest fad diet,
right?
They always get goddamn Susan Kidd.
Sure, you get the close-up of her.
to be the guinea pig. You know? Hey, this week Susan has lost 2 pounds on this diet.
Right.
Will it work for you?
Megan McGrath. Was at the beach with her 8-foot-long teeth.
She has the biggest teeth in the world.
I mean, she's in TV. Can't they do so? They can do something.
They could chisel those teeth down. They really could. You're right about Megan McGrath. You know, if not for those gigantic teeth,
yep,
she might be hot.
Absolutely. She'd be certainly better than they're taking over her whole face. They're like 3 inches long. All of them. Like, and not like 3 inches, not just the front two, the whole row.
All of them.
Just thick and like, I wonder if she got them done like to look like that.
Gigantic. And she's got way too much gum showing also, don't you think, when she opens her mouth wide?
It's really great down here. And now I think somebody from the research, you know, those consultants that come in and talk to them, told her to close her mouth when she gets done instead of doing that big toothy smile. So she says, it ought to be. It's a great time to come down and enjoy the ocean because not all the people are here yet. And then she closes her mouth with her lips covering her teeth. Hard for her to do that.
You know who's kind of hot, really, is that Chinese girl on Channel 4.
Oh, you mean...
Sherry Messias?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know that.
Absolutely. Very put together.
They are doing a nice job of pimping her up to be on television.
She always looks great. She really does. No matter where she is.
Little Chinese doll.
She looks wonderful.
Oh. Love you long time.
Oh, God.
No, no. Back to you in studio.
Yeah,
hello.
She doesn't have a trace of an accent.
She sure does.
She doesn't.
Hello. Two people are dead in Northwest D.C.
No, she doesn't.
But me love you long time.
Wrong. You're wrong.
Back to you, I.J. Hudson.
No, Ira. Ira, yes, sirree.
Hey, Joe Krabs, ride your bicycle recently?
Oh, we love local TV.
Joe Krabs is the worst at Channel 4,
yeah,
right?
Yes, he is. That's right, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
A shot of Reagan National Airport.
As you can see, the sun is coming up over National Airport on a beautiful day. I'm Joe Krabs.
You know what, I don't want to limit this just to D.C. and Baltimore. I got one more. There's a beast on Channel 4 in New York.
Really?
Oh,
you mean the local morning?
No.
The morning
honeys. I'm not talking about the mommies that are on the morning.
Oh, my God. No, somebody, you know, I don't know what, they signed a pact with the devil or something to keep them on.
You ever watch the show that's on before the Today Show, and when they do the cut-ins on Channel 4 in New York?
Mm-hmm.
They have these two house frows from New Jersey.
Right.
And they alternate them. I can't tell which is which. I call them the mommies.
And then the workaholic, was it Joe Witty?
Joe Witty, another guy with a speech impediment.
Joe Witty, yeah, keep me on forever.
Channel 4, Sue Simmons.
Oh,
that's
yes.
her name on the 11 o'clock news.
Right.
Big woman. I mean, a big woman. She sits there next to Chuck Scarborough, you know, or whatever that Ken doll's name
is. Sure, right, exactly.
You know, I think I almost got the whole Channel 4 New York news team down, and it's Chuck Scarborough, who's like the chiseled guy, who really is probably as dumb as a box of rocks, and then Sue Simmons next to him, who's just big.
Then you got the guy over at Channel 7. The old man has smoked too many cigarettes.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I will be right back. I don't know what his name is. I wish I knew what his name is, but
we'll be right back with more news. The guy I hate the most on Channel 4 in New York is Len Berman.
Yeah,
sports guy who wears too much eye makeup.
Absolutely.
Way too much eye makeup.
Because really, when you look at him, he has been doing that for 1 million years. He has been on that station for 1 million years.
Does Scott Clark still work at Channel 7 in New York?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, he might, but I'm not sure. I don't think he's the regular guy. But he might be. You know, they move around so much, it's hard to keep track of him.
You know, he's the biggest dick of all. And we're not even on in Los Angeles. So I just mentioned it because you're getting a laugh out of the guy's name, the weatherman on Eyewitness News. Johnny Mountain.
Johnny Mountain.
And he's a real old guy. Real old guy. Hi, Johnny Mountain. And he's slowly being phased out. He used to be the 11 o'clock weatherman.
Mm-hmm.
Then they moved him to the 6 o'clock. Then to the 5 o'clock.
Right.
Then to the 4 o'clock. And now he's like on the show that's on before Good Morning America.
You know, that's when it's almost time to go bye-bye.
He's almost on. He's almost gone. If you're on that show from 5 to 7 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
either you're on the way up
mm-hmm.
or you're on the way out.
Or you're in purgatory, like Barbara Harrison and Joe Krebs, who have been doing it for 1 million years also. They have been there for so long, and they just... They keep them there,
right? Yeah.
You know, because they're going to get up there and they're going to bumble through it every single morning. But they're going to come into the station at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Dopes. Really. Dopes. Hey, the sun going up. Yeah, I can see that. Thanks a lot. There's a plane landing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, did you check out Saturday Night Live? They had Britney Spears on there. And she stepped up on the stage at the beginning of the show and she said, I've got to put to rest a bunch of rumors, one of which was, are my breasts fake? And she said, absolutely, they're 100% real. And then all of a sudden, her breasts started moving. They had some contraption in
there. That's funny.
And they started jumping up and down. It was hilarious.
That's funny, actually, even in hearing you tell it. So it's got. I bet to see it, it was very funny.
I watched
it was hilarious.
I watched a couple of minutes of this awful show yesterday on MTV, Britney Live.
Oh, really?
Where from noon till two, I think it was, she was sitting in a room with Carson Daly.
Mm.
And, you know, outside the studio, they had like 5,000 idiots who they said had gone immediately from the Saturday Night Live studio
right.
to wait outside MTV for her. And she came in and she sits down. And the questions that she gets asked, it just made me want to shoot the TV like Elvis.
Totally lame.
Carson Daly, okay, how does it feel to be... The teen pop queen. Well, I really don't like being called the teen pop queen.
Okay.
And then he looks at her and he goes, well, you're actually, you're very hot. And then, of course, the audience whoops it up. Right. And then she looks back and she says, you're pretty hot too, Carson. And then the audience starts howling. You know how, this is something started
How old's Carson now? Isn't he about 40?
You know on the Jeffersons? I think the Jeffersons was the first show where the audience would get actively involved.
Mm-hmm.
When George Jefferson would say something, the audience would go,
oh!
Right? And then,
when something tender would happen, they all go, oh!
sure.
That's exactly how the audience for this TRL Britney Spears show was.
God.
Carson Daly said, "You're actually very sexy." The audience goes, "Whoa!" And then she says, "You're pretty hot too." And they go, "Whoa!"
And you know, if you ever stay up late and watch Craig Kilborn with the Late Late Show on CBS, you will notice there are some wooers. They let the wooers go completely unchecked, and they will go, "Woo, woo! Hey, how you doing, Craig Kilborn? We're here. Woo, woo, woo!" And they don't stop them, and they ought to be stopped. They should be stopped, and they should be stopped violently.
And I turned off the Britney Spears show when they go to. He says, "Let's go to your fans. Let's go to some of your fans in the audience." And, like, the guy stands up, and he's a guy maybe about 20. He looks at her, and he goes, "Britney, I just want to say, you're so hot. Your album's so great. I just want to say thank you."
It's absolutely mind,
well,
buddy.
Okay, well, thank you. Right. Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, kids in foreign countries are going to school, like, all summer long. Just, you know, waiting to destroy us eventually. Where we will all be a complete slave culture. We'll be working for all the kids in Japan.
I have one more. You know who Barbara Harrison looked like, really? From Channel 4?
Yeah.
The other sister.
Oh. With the hairdo.
With that bull on the head retarded haircut.
Absolutely. Yeah, that hair sometimes, that you want to talk about bad hair days.
Barbara Harrison is the other sister.
Yeah.
I want to get married.
Yeah, I think the moral of that story is don't do the hair in the car on the way to work. Not if you're going to be on the television.
They could get Barbara Harrison and Joe Krebs. They could both play those retarded kids in that movie.
Absolutely. They do a fine job. It would be an acting challenge for them. It really would.
I don't think it would be much of a challenge.
Joe Krebs.
I want to marry you.
Ah, you do? Well, that's great. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
Where's an airplane?
That's right, Barbara.
That's the airport.
Absolutely, the airport. Yes, sir. I'm Joe Krebs.
I want my own apartment.
You can get it, Barbara. We'll be right back with weather right after this. Stay with us.
I'm the other sister.
And I'm Joe Krebs. Stay with us.
Stay with the touchstones. Time out, please. Let's get a call 100 and let's play the secret sound, okay?
Yeah, we're certainly going to be invited to the next special breakout of a new local program here in Washington.
Well, F them. They don't do anything for us anyway.
Sure.
Call 100. Here we go. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
But we wholeheartedly endorse Mike Buchanan at the beach, right?
Yes, right. Yeah, with his shirt off. Be right back.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Listen, I got a story here that somebody emailed me over the weekend. Oh, about the contest.
Hold on. Have a contest to do.
I want to tell you about this story. You do the research, you get the number, Robbie?
I think that's right, yeah.
You got the number. Okay.
Very good.
Something I love harping on this show about why you should never send your food back. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you. Who is this?
This is Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
I'm on the GW Parkway heading home.
Dave, call 100. You've won the James Bond World Is Not Enough prize pack. Not Enough, available at Blockbuster Video, bringing entertainment home. But wait, there's more. You've also qualified for this week's grand prize, which is a free vacation for two to Los Angeles to tour the Warner Brothers Studios, courtesy of the WB and ATA Airlines. Watch it all new Buffy tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, only on the WB.
Well, thank you very much.
I wonder if
you're on some tonight.
Okay, here we go with your chance to win $500 with the secret sound. Play the sound, give you 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
We wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
And once again, wasn't going to say anything. I know just a small lack of enthusiasm from this guy. Now, he had it when we started the contest.
Right.
But towards the end there, it's petering out a little bit.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Now,
yes!
That is enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm.
That's what that is.
That's right.
All right, beautiful. Your energy level notwithstanding, for $500, what is that sound?
Perhaps the opening of a toolbox.
Could you be more specific?
Oh, Oh, boy. How about the opening of a Sears Craftsman toolbox?
No.
Oh, sorry.
We're sorry.
I was just digging with you. Not even close.
Thank you for listening, though, my friend.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Hold on.
Another one of those great cell phones.
Thank you, dude.
Dude.
Okay, now, before we get to Wendell and his dream date.
Wendell is in the building?
Yeah, I saw him earlier today.
Good.
This is why you never, never, never send food back. You never complain about your food. You never complain about the service in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I've told you this before. You don't do it.
You always tell me, because I tell you I do send things back if they're not, you know, well prepared. Or I do complain if the service is bad. You know, I believe that, you know, if you're tipping well, you know, if the service is great, you should let somebody know if the service isn't great.
Well,
but I'll tell you, I do believe, like what you said, I think that I have had stuff done in the past because of that.
Okay. Well, I got a Burger King story here.
Burger King. Somebody sent it back?
Well, no, not that somebody sent something back.
Okay.
I don't know what brought this on. Three teenage Burger King employees were charged with putting urine.
Oh, God.
Spit. And easy off oven cleaner in the food.
Oh, my God.
For the last 8 months.
Oh, my God.
This is at a Burger King in a service area on the New York State Thruway.
Oh, God.
Now,
wow. You know, the urine and the, well, no, the spit, what the hell, right? I mean, I know that's been done before. Urine and oven cleaner.
Easy off oven cleaner. And other products. They put other stuff besides Easy off.
Oh, my God.
They're lucky they didn't kill somebody, for goodness sake.
That's incredible.
They used Easy off. Comet with bleach.
Jeez. Wow.
And Coat Soil Shield. These items can cause burning or irritation in the mouth and even severe burning of the stomach.
That's incredible.
Right. They have two kids, an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old. I think three of them.
Mm-hmm.
A 19-year-old, an 18-year-old. You keep saying, well,
yes.
Did you have this for your news?
I'm familiar with this, yes.
Sorry to scoop you, Buzz.
No, it's all right.
But you know, it's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
A 19-year-old, an 18-year-old, and a 17-year-old were arrested this week.
Did they?
Fry them! Okay, now, the guy who's 19, they got his name. But the other two, they don't have their names.
Wow.
Because technically they're still juveniles.
Right. You know, I don't want anybody to taint food, but when you're putting stuff like that in, this is criminal behavior.
I agree, but it all gets back to, this is why, even if they F up your order.
Yeah, but I bet, wait a minute.
Don't say anything.
But I
just
bet they did that.
Thank you, and you keep going.
I bet they did that to everybody regardless. I bet they were back there just hating their jobs. Because how often, really, do people really bitch about fast food?
One person started them on this.
Really? One person complained?
That's my theory.
Oh, that's your theory.
In the story.
It's your theory.
It's my theory.
You said these were perfectly decent human beings that had no intention of tampering with food until one person
pushed them over the edge.
Wow.
Yes, that's why my message has always been, no matter where you are, I don't care if you're eating at the goddamn Ritz. Or
are you curt with the drive-through person in the speaker ever?
Never.
See, I am sometimes.
Never. Mm. That's the easiest way to make sure that they scratch their ass before they put your hamburger
like
in.
Like I will say, sometimes I will go, excuse me, what are you saying? I will say that if I totally, like it's on the third time, if I can't understand what the person's saying, I will make note of that.
That is the easiest way to make sure your hamburger tastes like ass.
God, you
I mean, really.
I tell you, it's food for thought. Get it? Food for thought?
I do not criticize those people ever.
But these guys are criminal. This is criminal behavior. These are people that ought to be in prison.
Yes, and we have the number. We're going to call them.
Very good. Let's call them.
We're going to call them.
Maybe they're still working there.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike, buddies. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Good. Hey, I used to work in a national seafood restaurant chain, we'll just say.
Okay.
And I'll give you an example of what can be done, an example that I actually know happened. What can be done, if you put Visine on somebody's steak,
I think that was done to me. I really do.
Mike,
I complained one time at a very prominent steakhouse that will go nameless because when you allege stuff like that, you can get into big trouble. But I'll tell you right now, I sent the shrimp cocktail back. And I did it for, like, a real irrational reason.
We know somebody.
Hold on. I'm going to write down a name.
Yeah.
We've had people call before and say they've done
that. Do you remember this person?
Oh, yeah.
She was a waitress.
And did it.
And she told us that when people would piss her off, she would put Visine in their sodas.
And it makes you, the way, all I know is the one time I sent this back, and I got a big steak after that, and when I got home, I would say not 20 minutes after the meal, mm-hmm. I went in, and we were on vacation. I got back to the hotel, walked into the hotel room, ran into the bathroom, and both ends. It was coming out both
ends. It'll really keep you going. Mm.
It was amazing.
About another example, there were these guys.
No, that's enough. Thank you. That's why you don't send anything back. Mm-hmm. You don't bitch. If you don't like it, just don't ever go back again.
Yeah, you're probably right.
That's how
maybe
you
are right. You know, the more I think about it, it is, I mean, it's not like doing that in most circumstances is going to really change things.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Except your next piece of food.
Right. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. First of all, the Visine, they've changed the chemicals in Visine, so that doesn't work anymore. And I've worked in restaurants for 20 years, and I've never, ever had anybody mess with any food that's ever
been that. I don't doubt that you could probably be working in the food industry and never have come across it.
I don't doubt that they wouldn't tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked in the kitchen. I've waited tables. I've managed. I've done everything.
Oh, please. Come on. So have I.
Yeah, right.
I worked at Roy Rogers, and I worked at Burger Chef.
What, before you were in the radio?
Yeah.
You were on the radio, so you couldn't afford to do it.
No, he actually worked in a Burger Chef and a...
Roy Rogers.
And a Roy Rogers.
And I know that.
But, I mean, I think it's plausible, certainly plausible, that a guy could work in the industry for a number of years and not have come across it himself.
And I think it's also highly plausible that a guy who works in a restaurant hears this and immediately wants to call in mm-hmm. to say,
yep,
this could never happen.
I'm not saying it couldn't happen. I'm just saying it doesn't really happen that much. It's
well,
like
see, you can't say that either. I mean, now you can't say that. It's just I don't doubt that maybe you've had that experience, but I think that, you know, it happens. I mean, you hear about people. I've talked to many people that have been in food service mm-hmm. that have, you know, told stories, horror stories. Everybody's
right.
got those.
Well, they put, like, boogers in the food or they spit on people's food who piss them off.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, see, there goes this guy's credibility.
Yeah, because he just said they F with their credit cards.
Uh-huh. And he said the F word. I had to delete him out.
God, that's scary. That's scarier than, you
right.
know.
Yeah, it is, right. Yeah.
I could eat a snot. You know, I would never know it.
So you
would never know it.
So you just lost any credibility.
Oh, well. Sorry.
Okay. Right. Weird guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike Radio God.
You know, that's a guy I guarantee he's jizzed on somebody's food before. I guarantee it. Some Caesar salad.
Oh, man. Wow.
Something like that with a nice big creamy sauce.
This is not the best salad I've ever had.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, listen, I work in a restaurant industry. I'll tell you, you know, that called before. Little loony. It happens, but I think a blank statement like sending stuff back, it doesn't happen like everybody thinks it does. You know, a credible restaurant, no. You go to these little kiddie bop places, yeah, those young kids
are
screw with
it. I think that your probability of stuff like this happens is greater as you go down the food chain.
But I think the probability is still there if you're eating at the greatest goddamn restaurant in the world. You go back to
the one where I think it happened to me was a very, very good restaurant.
You go back to the area where they cook the food, you got one of those guys wearing the Chef Boyardee hat.
Right.
The guy comes back and says, hey, this guy didn't like a steak. You know, the guy says, well, here's what I think of that.
You know why? That's also why I like going into restaurants where you have the kitchen open, you know, mm-hmm. where you can see in the kitchen. There are lots of restaurants like that.
Still doesn't mean that a guy like couldn't scratch the inside of his butt or something.
Spoken like somebody who maybe has done that.
And then touched food.
That's past experience.
Here you go.
Maybe
I'll handle the patties.
Maybe. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
There's something funny about this burger.
Listen, that's traumatizing work working at fast food.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, hello, Don and Mike show.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hi.
My name is Andrew. I'm in Greenville, South Carolina. Glad to get to talk to you guys finally after a while of trying.
I just want to say I'm getting a slow feeling of nausea right now.
Yes, Andrew.
It's starting deep in my stomach and it's working its way up.
I worked at a major pizza chain. I just give you a little hint. The slogan was pizza, pizza. If that doesn't tell you
what okay, now see, that's not fair.
No, you know what? I can't do that because they advertise with us.
Yeah, and that's not fair to do to anybody.
You can't mention somebody's name, okay?
Nobody else did.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, my wife and I were watching one of those Discovery Channels one night, and this girl had broken out all over the place, all over her body, and when the doctor sent the food in that she ate from the night before, it was some kind of Chinese egg foo young.
Yeah.
They found out that the cook had J-O'd all inside the Chinese food. I mean,
I'm telling you, it happens.
They're telling us this on the Discovery Channel. What do they need a Discovery Channel?
Well, you know
that Chinese food.
That mild wave of nausea is now.
It happens.
This is really. I feel like I'm riding a roller coaster.
It happens. That's why you don't complain. You go into the Chinese place. You say we ordered chicken and broccoli and orange chicken. They say, all we have is chicken and broccoli. You know what you say? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We'll do without the orange chicken tonight. Because
mm-hmm.
you stand there and you make a scene, and he goes back and he picks his nose all the way up to his brain, and you have chicken and broccoli and boogers.
And maybe something else.
Because it's an insult.
Right. Oh, man.
It's an insult to the people who work in the restaurant.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not fair.
Yeah, right. Well, life isn't fair, Michael.
It's not fair.
Right.
Nobody said that life is fair, Michael.
Hello. Not in my show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to change the subject.
Why?
Because I'm making dinner. It's a little nauseating to think about that.
You're making dinner. I feel for you right now. Hey, what are you making? What's for dinner tonight?
Spaghetti.
Ah, spaghetti.
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 Yeah.
Spaghetti di amore.
You wash your hands before you make that?
But of course.
But of course.
Wonderful. You don't cross-contaminate?
No.
Like, cook your food, put cooked meat next to the, uncooked meat?
Oh, never.
Very good.
All right, what can we do for you?
I was flipping through and flipped on that Britney Spears thing on MTV yesterday.
Right.
They had cue cards for her to answer the questions.
Are you kidding? I didn't even stay long enough to see that.
I flipped over for about 5 minutes. I saw it, and I'm like, it was stupid answers. It was ridiculous.
She had a hot little outfit on, though.
Yeah.
That hot little blue outfit was like a bikini top almost with blue long legged pants.
Well, she needs to admit that her boobs are fake. Because real boobs move. Hers just don't move.
Meow.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Wonder Bra. See you later.
Yeah. Have a little kitty cat with that spaghetti.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Go taint your children's food now.
Bye-bye.
Spaghetti.
Hello.
Yeah, don't the way to go hog wild.
Don and Mike show.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was in the Marine.
Oh, no.
Up, and then
a bolt of lightning hit him.
He was
gone. That is the sound, of course, of hitting the wall.
Okay, hold on. Let's do a break. I know people want to tell us all the stuff that's happened to their food.
Yeah, and I'm continuing that feeling of nausea.
And then I want to call this Burger King. I want to find out how long these kids did it and what pushed them over the edge.
Get a double Whopper with cheese.
Okay, so stand by. Be right back. Yeah, right, with scrotum cheese or something. Be right back.
When my time on earth is gone and my activities here are past, I want they bury me upside down and my critics can kiss my ass.
This is the story of a girl.
Huzzah! The Don and Mike Show.
Huzzah!
She looks so sad in photographs.
Let's get back to it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right, that line is dead.
Speak to us.
And that's too bad. That's the guy who claimed he J-O'd on pizzas.
Oh my God.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Trace that call.
Hello.
Radio Gods.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey guys, friend of mine, I was just a busboy, but my best friend, the waiter, had a much better moment in the food preparation and service industry.
Yes?
He had a couple of guys on the middle of the week, it was like at a Hungry Rye just out in Long Island. And it was middle of the week, and it was one of these deals where it's all you can eat. So he knows he's not going to get much by way of a tip.
Like the place that Mike likes going to.
This father and
son. Wow, that really hurt. That really worked. That actually making me go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I'm just more nauseous now than I was a minute ago.
This father son combination gets a bunch of lemons and starts squeezing them into their pitcher of water to make lemonade, and then they keep asking for more pitchers of water. So the waiter.
This is wrong.
All right, what does the waiter do?
The waiter takes it in the back room, fills up the pitcher with water, and then he takes the toilet brush bowl, he slops it around in the pitcher, and then he takes it back out to these guys.
Oh.
So I think your advice was really well taken there.
Yeah.
Never, ever mess with these fellas.
Never. If you're not happy with a meal, just leave. Never come back.
I like the lemonade they make at the store better.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a way to get around all that BS that they make you go through as far as getting your food back. When you get home, call the store, get the corporate headquarter number, and call the corporate headquarter, and they'll send you free money. Basically, they'll send you a coupon or whatever you want.
They'll send you free money.
Hello, Mr. Applebee?
Yeah.
I would like to say that was not the finest steak I've ever had.
I would like to talk to the president of Chi Chili I Fridigans.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I think there is truly a conspiracy among these restaurant people. They try to get you to bring your food back so they can do stuff to it. I was in a major...
Now, this is an interesting new theory here.
Well, I was in a major chain, and my food was not to my satisfaction, and I didn't want to just suck up the $20 for the price of the entree, so I tried to just send it back and not get anything in return because my wife's food was fine, and the manager fought with me for 20 minutes telling me that I had to have them swap it out, and we would not do it.
So you mean, like,
that's interesting.
You got something back you didn't like, and you said, listen, I don't like this, just give me $20.
Can I have my $4.99, please, Brad?
Well, it was a bit more than that. Uh-huh. Exactly. And I said, you know what? I don't want my money. All I want is my money back. I don't want a replacement. And she fought and was a haggard bitch to me over it because she wanted to have somebody J-O in my
fridge. Did you prevail?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You got your money? I got your money. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Thank you. All right.
All right, goodbye. Thank you, my friend. I really think there's a solution to all of this. I am never eating out again.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Have you ever seen Fight Club? The movie with Brad Pitt?
You know, I got it at home. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, you need to check it out because I think that's why this is getting so prevalent with, you know, there's all new cases of people reporting this.
Why?
That movie made it really popular because it's part of the whole deal. You just got to check it out, but don't ever order clam chowder. That's my best advice.
Oh, now, come on.
I'm going to watch it tonight. Yeah, I got it on DVD. I'll watch it tonight.
All right. Thanks,
all right, thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hey, a reason to live tonight.
Oh, God.
A reason to live. Well, it was either to watch that tonight or watch Big Sweaty Whitney Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard the commercials for that show?
I certainly have.
What they're saying is, she's effed up.
Mm-hmm.
So watch her while she's effed up. But
they say it's
the concert you've heard about.
Yeah, right.
See it for yourself.
Yeah, see it for yourself. They're not saying it's an incredible performance. They're not saying she's totally effed up. They're just saying they're trying to promote the fact that she was messed up without coming out and saying.
And I'm sure they've edited all the bad stuff out.
And what did I read about him? Mr. Houston?
Yes. Bobby Brown?
That's right.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Right.
The rest of the gang.
In jail.
Mm-hmm.
Tested positive for coke.
And he was on probation, right?
Right.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
And if he's doing it, she's doing it. Okay. You know that's true.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody that's seen Whitney Houston the last few times, I mean, she does not look like she used to look. Right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I work right across an alley from a little Chinese place that's been here for years.
Where are you calling from?
From Sacramento.
Okay.
They make great food. We eat there often, you know, but every once in a while you'll open our back door back there and they carry some of the strangest things out. I mean, I've seen them carry something, it was like a brown pelt and throw it in the dumpster. I walked in the back room back there. There's some real strange.
A brown belt. Come
I'm
on.
I'm telling you, the guy.
Right. As in a dog? You never had Mugu.
More like a cat.
Brown belt.
I don't know, but.
A cat. Well, you know, there have been many prominent Chinese restaurants next door to veterinary clinics.
Szechuan brown belt.
One of the best ones I ever ate at was over there in Bethesda, and I think it was right next to a vet.
Hello, John and Mike show.
Yes, the signs in the bathrooms where the employees go to the bathroom.
And they say wash your hands?
Exactly. It's ignored commonly, and what we would normally use is the ice bin.
Is the what?
The ice bin.
The ice bin.
Oh, the ice bin.
That's great.
Oh, God damn.
You got hair in there? You really know what kind of hair that is?
Oh, okay.
All right.
I got a burning right now. I need a Tums. I need a Tums right now.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
That's going to ruin my dinner tonight.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Scooter in Mobile, Alabama.
Scooter in Mobile.
Scooter.
And I have no complaints about food.
Good for you.
Good, Scooter.
Yeah, I'll cook myself.
They put it in front of you, Scooter. You eat it, right?
Better believe it.
Mm-hmm. What can we do for you, Scooter?
I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
How you been, Scooter?
Taking care of my mom.
Remember, you know, she broke her hip.
Right. You know what? I'm tempted to ask Scooter the question that we finally asked Tom Gavin a few weeks ago.
Tom Gavin does not know sports knowledge like Scooter does.
True.
Scooter, let's ask Scooter a sports question. Who won the 1965 World Series?
The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Minnesota Twins in 7 games.
All right, I'd rather ask him the other question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you retarded?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, I'll ask you the same.
Kept in my hand.
All right, same question as Tom Gavin. What percentage retarded do you think you are?
About 4%.
4%.
4%. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Scooter.
All right. At least I can cook.
Yeah, what's your favorite dish to cook, Scooter?
Mexican food.
Mm. What's your favorite Mexican dish?
Enchiladas.
You can make enchiladas.
No, I go to a restaurant.
Okay. All right, thanks, Scooter.
All right, Scooter.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yes.
Yes.
How's my buddy Rob?
Rob's right here, Scooter. You can ask him yourself.
Ask him yourself.
Rob, I'm sorry about the dish thing, man.
That's all right, Scooter, but you know, I'm still waiting.
You're going to get it. You know what? When my mom gets well, I got something here special for you, Rob.
That hip has been broken, like, for 3 years, Scooter.
She can't help that. She's 85 and a half. Don't...
She's 85 and a half, but, you know, Rob's still waiting for his gift.
I know.
All right, thank you,
Scooter. Well, I'm waiting for Mom to get well, too, so...
Well, we're all waiting for that.
All right, thank you, Scooter.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
That's Scooter from Mobile.
That's Scooter, and by way of comparison...
Yeah, yes.
Tom's having 15%.
Scooter, 4%.
4%.
Absolutely.
By his own estimation.
By his own estimation.
Say, are you retarded? Oh, yeah. What percentage?
4%.
4%.
4%. Knows his statistics, though.
Gotcha. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Don Mike.
Hello.
Hey, I was in the Marine Corps for a few years, and we used to eat in the wardroom, and supposedly the enlisted sailors that were serving you, if you pissed them off, they would go in the back, take your plate, take your clean plate, and wipe their hydraulics across the plate, then put the food on top of it, and then serve it to you. So you never pissed off those guys that were serving you.
You know, I don't know whether this is saying anything about me, but I was thinking you were going to have them take that plate and put it between two pillows, which to me would be a lot worse. But I guess the hydraulics could be, what he was talking about could be.
I'm sure it's been done the way you were just saying that.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And probably, you know, they take the plate and they walk around with it for a while. Without using their hands.
Right between their ass cheeks. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
How we doing?
Oh, we're doing great.
Good. Story on the Visine. Bartender's best friend. Most bars, a roadhouse type of place, is going to have a little bottle of chilled Visine right next to the beers. And the first time you get a problem customer, next time you reach in that cooler, you say, hey, buddy, I'll tell you what, give you one on the house.
Well, I'll tell you.
Some Visine.
When I
use acid hits their stomach, and tell you what, 3 minutes, they're doubled over at the waist, and they're headed out.
Oh, my. When I used to work in the bars, I will tell you right now, what we would do at the end, we wouldn't do it because I was spinning around records, and they would take the drunkest customer. If there was an obnoxious drunk, they give him one last shooter, and that shooter was the bar mat shooter. And they would take all the stuff that was collected in the bar mat, and they would put it into
in a glass. Cocktail.
They'd strain it, and they'd give it to him. And it was all the residue and goo that had accumulated through an entire evening of revelry.
All right, well, let's call this Burger King now.
Let's do that.
Okay. Like we've heard just about every great story.
That's right. And in spite of the oven cleaner and the urine and everything else, nobody reported getting sick from this.
Well,
there you go. Amazing. Well, you know, I think a lot of it's psychological, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you know that somebody has done the biological stuff on your food.
Yeah, but I think, like, easy off oven cleaner.
Hey, toast.
Yes, is this Burger King?
Can I help you?
Is this Burger King?
Yes.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike. All right, well then. I just took your voice off the air. Hold on a second, please.
Now we're going to find out why and, you know, maybe we can get him.
You're off the air. Yes, you were, but your voice was deleted. So you were never on the air. How come you didn't want to go on the air with us? Because we're calling to find out about the employees who peed on food. At your Burger King. You have no statement at this time?
No statement at
this
time.
Do you know what drove them over the edge? Was it someone who complained about an order? Or was this just something that they did? Because I've got a theory that you never send anything back to a restaurant and you never complain because this is exactly what happens. He has no comment.
No comment at all?
No comment at all.
Is everything at his Burger King now up to snuff? Everything working fine?
Is everything okay now? You're not on the air. I'm talking to you on a telephone, but your voice is not on the air. Okay?
Is there anything? Is there any quality control in place now?
Hold on.
Is there any quality control in place now?
Is there any quality control in place now? This guy is a douchebag. What do you give me a corporate number for? Do you make sure now that kids aren't peeing in the food? Could you guarantee that?
I appreciate your interest in the matter, but blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
What would you do if someone came in and said that their Whopper tasted like poop? Thank you for your concern.
And he just hangs up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Gee, you think he's been getting a few phone calls?
I guess maybe he has.
He's gotten a few phone calls.
He was fast with the national number.
If you have any questions, please call the corporate office.
Yeah, they've got the quality control. Probably those, you know, it's like those guys come in the environmental suits. The guys come in with the little
the
things
outbreak
in their
suits. Yeah, right.
You know, they descend on it. Here's what you say to any media that called you.
Right.
All right. We'll keep in touch. You just answer the questions this way.
Right.
Answer the questions.
Well, still a great story, though.
Yeah. And I tell you, and what a groundswell of support that story generated.
Yeah.
All the people with different stories.
Never send anything back. They F with you.
Hey, is that a decoration on my plate?
Okay, one last call. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, we had gone to a restaurant in Annapolis this past weekend, and my dad went to go take a drink out of his drink. And sucked up a centipede into his mouth.
Oh, that's it. Oh, God.
Now, that was in a big...
That was probably an accident.
Right.
Yeah, I think it was. He thought at first that it was a lemon or something, and then it started moving around.
Oh, it was alive. A lemon with about 80 legs.
Oh, my God, a centipede.
Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, gross.
Thank you.
Creepy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, but on your theory, don't send that water back.
Yeah, right. Right.
Just drink it. Enjoy it. Drink it. Enjoy it. And share the centipede with everybody else at your table.
Time out. We will be right back.
You can do this for Don and Mike.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike. Them and, let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was the loofah boy. And I just walked by and I gave them a sponge. And a small animal. And I think, well, you know what happens is you do radio, and D.C. is a big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But, you know, when you do the show, they go, can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in? Yeah. And you do it. Because, you know, you have Les Moonves with CBS going, put you on UPN.
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repairing ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the Polynesian band.
Right.
Kiss the bad part of their ass.
Go ahead.
Just kiss it. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Don't put a plate there.
Listen, tomorrow we're going to start filling up the beach house. And this year it's sponsored by Ice House Beer.
All right.
Okay. The Ice House Dewey Beach Beach House. And we spell it the German way. H-A-U-S. With two little dots. What do you call this? An umlaut? Is that what that is?
Umlaut over the U. Beach house.
House.
Like ski house.
Ski house. Beach house.
Yeah, there.
Beach house with Homo Joe. We need three guys and three girls to have every moment of their lives be an open door.
Yep.
Next week on the show.
We've had good and bad happen with these beach houses.
We will start trolling for people tomorrow. Three girls and three guys. Six total strangers that don't know each other. Live for a week in the ice house beach house.
Ice. It's the ice house. Beach house
with Homo Joe. We will start that on tomorrow's episode.
And since we're calling it the beach house, maybe Homo Joe will wear his St. Pauli girl outfit.
Okay, now. Justin, that's your own private fantasy.
It certainly is.
Just a moment for the wacky story file. We got a couple of them for you here. First, I got a lady who is auctioning off Weird Al Yankovic's dryer lint.
This is not like an eBay thing.
This is the all nausea show today. You know, I don't know which is worse, thinking about that clam chowder or his dryer lint.
It is a 2-ounce sack of lint that came out of his dryer. And it's not like eBay. This crazy bitch is having something called Alcon 2000, which is a convention of Weird Al Yankovic fans. And it's this weekend in Chicago.
Boy, that must be. Can you imagine what the lobby smells like in that hotel?
We also have a doctor who says, if you're dreaming about Elian Gonzalez, you are not alone.
Really?
That lots of people are dreaming about Elian Gonzalez. Wow. And, of course, there'd just be a chance for us to tell the doctor what our dreams are about Elian Gonzalez. I think that's like a serious one.
Yes.
Then we have a female rock group in San Diego who hopes to become the next Josie and the Pussycats.
Fantastic.
The band is called the Tiger Beats, and the only reason that would be worth calling is that they're living in a YWCA in San Diego.
There you go, Josie.
And then we also have, now, on paper, this is a lame story from People Magazine.
Okay.
It's a dog, a big, gigantic dog that had 16 puppies.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that we would even consider calling these people is because they were on the Regis show.
Okay.
And they were on the Regis show the day that Regis did the Regis and Cunny Lee Gifford show by himself.
We can find out what Regis was like. Yes. Was he testy?
Yes, because remember, that's the day that his dream came true. He had no co-host.
And he, you know, find out if he was actually jovial.
And he had about 3 minutes worth of material.
Right.
And then he said, Gelman, bring out the dog.
And they were kind of like filler.
Yes, they absolutely were filler.
For the, like the miracle litter.
Those are the stories I have for you.
Interesting. Well,
which made me think. Last week was a one day last week. I was watching Good Morning America. And you know who I had on? Remember the people that we called who lived somewhere in the Midwest and they had
a horse?
A horse live inside their house?
Lives, I saw that. I saw that promo where they were going to have the horse, you know, with drinking and eating spaghetti.
Yes, and they had the horse eat spaghetti on the telephone for us. They had the horse do the same thing on TV.
That's the big act that the horse has, is eats the spaghetti. But hey, when you're eating it for Diane Sawyer, it's a little more special.
Let's try the Al Yankovic lady first.
The Lynn. And I bet this is probably a lady that looks a little bit like Al Yankovic. Big fan. I bet he's got gross lips, too. Nasty lips.
He's got gross everything.
He is gross.
Hey there, you've reached the offices of Alcon 2000, the convention for fans of Weird Al Yankovic and Dr. Demento.
Hi dear.
If you'd like more information or to schedule an interview, just leave your name and number right after the beep. Thank you.
I'll leave a message.
Hey, it's me, Dave. I've been doing some early Christmas shopping, and I came across a gift that would be perfect for the people who listen to your show. Earplugs. Oh, man. You know, sometimes I'm just so funny, I crack myself up.
All right, that's it. So she's not there.
Yeah, she sounded like I would have expected her, you know.
Right. Dr. Demento and Weird Al Yankovic, let's all gather and smell our B.O. All right, well, then, do you want to call the doctor about Elian Gonzalez?
I'd like to know the significance of the dreams with the doctor.
Okay, here we go.
I don't understand why everybody would be dreaming about
this strange
little Elian.
I am, because he's just so goddamn handsome.
Oh, God.
Now you know where I'm going with this.
Johnny Pedophilia.
Right.
God. School of Metaphysics.
Yes, hello. Is Dr. Condren there?
Hello?
Yes, is Dr. Condren there? Hello?
Oh. What happened with that?
I don't know.
It was as if she couldn't hear you.
Yeah, maybe she couldn't. Why you?
All right, we're going to call the doctor.
4-5. Got it.
All right. Little Elliot, still in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Very much so.
Yes.
Damn sexy he is. Little Elliot.
Oh, God, that's making me crawl. Oh, man.
Hello?
Oh, man.
School of Metaphysics?
Yes, Dr. Condren, please.
Dr. Barbara Condren or Dr. Daniel Condren?
Daniel, please.
Can I tell him who's calling?
Yes. Tell him this is the Don and Mike show and ask him if he minds going on the air with us.
Okay. Usually he likes to have some notice, but I'll see if he's interested. Don and Mike, what city are you from?
National show, honey. All the way from New York to California.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Wonderful. Okay. Thought we were going to get the big disc there, you know. Usually he likes to... I'm sorry, boys.
You want her over with honey, though.
Yeah, yeah. Honey works.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey.
Honey charmed her.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hey, baby.
How about some sugar?
Sweet thing, you.
Baby.
Honey.
Baby. Maybe I'll take you out for Chinese food later.
Oh, yeah. So you can break out. What would cause that?
A doctor would know.
I don't think it could have possibly happened that quickly.
Hello? Well, now, what are we waiting for?
So this
here?
Is Dr. Condon?
If you'd like to set up an appointment for...
Condren.
Condren.
I beg your pardon?
We're discussing the doctor's last name.
Okay. We do that by... We'd like to schedule that ahead, so if you would like to talk to someone about scheduling it ahead, we can do that.
Now, listen, honey, we do a very spontaneous radio show. I told her she's on the air. I said, hi, this is the Don and Mike show. Does the doctor mind going on the air with it? You're on the air. Okay?
Anybody you'd like to say hello to before we go?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, can I tell you about my dream about Elion? Because that's why we were calling the doctor. But the doctor is in the news. That he's been talking about how dreaming about Elian Gonzalez is not unusual.
We don't do shows on the air spontaneously. If you'd like an appointment, we'd be glad to.
Okay. I dress him up.
Yeah, that's all it took for her. Johnny Pedophilia.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Just wanted to fill you in on something. Sometimes you refer to Rolling Stone lyrics. With brown sugar, how come you dance so good?
Uh-huh.
How come you taste so good?
Okay, whatever.
Hey, and Mike?
Well, what's this guy saying?
This is, say hello to Johnny Nitpicker.
Hey,
Wait, hold on. One point at a time, sir.
Okay.
You take your time.
When we talk about the song Brown Sugar.
Right.
When we do the white guy's version of it.
Yeah.
Brown Sugar, how come you dance so good?
Right.
He says the lyrics are, how come you taste so good?
No, it is dance so good.
It's taste.
Isn't it? No, it's dance.
Brains?
I think they use both. I think they use it once in the song each time.
I believe
time.
So.
Yeah. It's dance.
Okay.
But you're just being a nitpicker anyway.
Well, I just wanted you to get it right.
No, you got it wrong.
Now,
Jeff, I'm very sorry.
Imagine if you did something that every day people could call and nitpick you about. Imagine how busy your phone would be.
How come you dance so good?
Yeah, of course they do it both ways.
It implies something completely different. The song was supposed to be named something else.
Do not go there. This is a D's Nuts guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere. That's it. Hey, Mike, do you want to come play some golf?
Yeah, right away.
Not with me. I'm just inviting you.
No,
with D's Nuts, Mike. This is a D's Nuts guy all the way.
Well,
or Joe Mama.
Then my answer, no, would not give him any opportunity.
Sincere. Sincere.
No.
All right, you're missing a chance to play the best place in Northern Virginia.
Right. Okay, see you.
See ya.
He was trouble.
He sure was.
With a capital T.
He sure was. But ask Jeeves.
Okay.
Go ask Jeeves right now for the lyrics to Brown Sugar. I think that guy was just trying to be a ball buster, but I think it is both ways.
And then, so it's taste so good and dance so good.
I think so.
It's hard to tell sometime with
Mick. Well, who cares anyway?
Really?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All this food, I wanted to stir the soup for Buzz.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, this is Don.
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Okay, it's a down.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Steve from Everett.
It's a down. Yes, Steve.
Yeah, you said you're going to watch that Fight Club tonight.
Yes.
It's a great show. You know, it's Edward Norton and Brad Pitt.
Thanks for the bulletin.
Fantastic show. I don't really call something like that a movie.
No, but I want to tell you something. That the character played by Brad Pitt is totally a person that Ed Norton just thinks about in his mind. He's not a real character at all. I want to give you a heads up on that.
All right, now this is someone who, did I ruin the Sixth Sense for you or something?
Thank you very much. What goes around comes around.
Okay, now I know what this guy was doing. This guy wanted to ruin the whole movie for
you. But you know what? It doesn't piss me off.
I know.
Good.
It doesn't piss me off.
It's a good show anyway.
Right.
It's a good show. It's a movie.
I'll enjoy it anyway.
I hope so.
Okay.
Have you seen Inside John Malkovich?
No, I haven't seen it. You could ruin that one for me, too.
No, I won't, but it's a good show.
Movie.
Yeah. Movie.
Good movie.
You know, there's always one dick out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't help but you're the last person in the world to see The Sixth Sense. And you And you didn't know that Bruce Willis was dead.
Which I had no idea.
Which is why it's perfectly acceptable for you to tell me this about Fight Club, because Fight Club came out goddamn 6 months ago.
You got it.
But he wanted revenge.
I wanted revenge.
Sorry.
It was sweet.
It was sweet? Please. Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Some people really hold grudges, though.
They sure do.
That's a guy that, like, was sitting there driving home. He had the tape in the bag when you said that. And it's like, no! Then he waits and waits and waits. And he goes, Don hasn't seen Fight Club. Get me a telephone.
I'll tell you about one person. I can't say who it is.
Yes.
But I'm going to write down the name, okay?
All right.
And then I'm going to tell you something about this person.
Okay.
This person. Okay. You got the name.
Right, yes.
This person saw The Sixth Sense.
Uh-huh.
All the way through.
Right.
And still didn't realize that Bruce Willis was dead.
Oh, no. Oh,
right.
Really?
All the way through.
I kind of understand that.
Had to explain it.
Yeah.
Still didn't get it.
Was it on a tape or no? It was
on the pay-per-view.
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 It was the all-day ticket. You could go back and go over it again and again and again.
No. We tried.
Didn't work.
To point it out. Said, remember, the kid says, I see dead people.
Right.
Bruce Willis goes to the restaurant.
Well, then I trust that individual didn't enjoy the film very much.
No. Got nothing out of it.
Did you call it stupid or something like that?
It might have been a she.
Did he call it stupid?
No, just said it was a waste of time.
Waste of time.
Said it was a waste of time.
Even after you went over and explained it?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Right.
Oh, my.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
For,
turn your radio down.
Please, for the love of God, turn it down.
For Brown Sugar, it's Why Are There Ants in the Woods?
Okay, come on, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Jesus Christ, hello. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, okay.
Just wanted to call you to Scooter a while ago, and my friends and I have always had this theory that he looks exactly like Warren from There's Something About Mary. That's the celebrity he must resemble.
I would agree. Scooter from Mobile. I'd be with you.
And I also heard that the guy that played Warren is going to play Meatloaf in a new movie about Meatloaf.
Oh, that guy would be perfect for Meatloaf. Yeah, especially if you put him in a blonde wig. Couldn't you see that guy as Meatloaf?
Meatloaf didn't have blonde hair, though.
Well, didn't he have, like, dirty, like, brownish blonde hair?
Meatloaf had dark hair, right?
Not, like, black hair. He had, like, brownish hair.
Yeah, brown, not blonde, though.
I think it was light hair, and it was just always so sweaty.
No, that's true. He did have sweaty hair.
I heard that. You know, I'm out there. I'm outside, and I'm listening to music. One of those, you know, those satellite channels that they have.
Sure, on DirecTV.
I got that turned up, and Meatloaf. You know, I like Meatloaf just fine. But sometimes that song, it was like time and when they're both singing.
That's a great song, man.
At one point, really hearing that, and
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
For some reason, it was a little louder than everything, and I just wanted to turn around and just go, shut up!
That song is the closest thing to sex.
You love that song
really?
That much.
I mean, that song, the pacing of that song, the way that it builds to its fiery...
You're right.
...climax.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe I wasn't...
Sex.
I wonder if that could have meant that I was just not in a sexual mood that day. Because it was just, you know, when they... You know, when they're both singing at the same time and it gets getting manic and manic and manic. Because it was right before...
Will you love me forever? 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 Will you love me forever?
It's like, geesh.
Goddamn, great song.
For whatever reason, it just pissed me off the other day. I was yelling, you know, in my backyard, nobody around, yelling at Meatloaf. Just
hello.
Shut up.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, Don, Mike? How you doing, Radio Gods?
Hey, buddy.
Buddy. I just wanted to relate a story similar to yours. Went to see American Beauty with my girlfriend. All the way through, talking about it afterwards, she was convinced that the mom shot the guy. I had to, like, talk her into understanding that it wasn't the mom.
Right, that it was the guy next door.
Yeah, and I mean, I couldn't fathom how someone could not understand, say, Bruce Willis not being dead, or that it was the guy next door who shot the guy. But some people just don't get it.
Well, I guess the difference is, I'm not boning the person. But you are. Thank you.
Well, you do what you gotta.
Yeah, you can make allowances for that.
Right, exactly.
You know, the sex is good.
Right.
You can make an exception.
Hey, Buzz, you have any luck on those lyrics?
Absolutely no luck. Right now I'm looking at an hourglass, but here's what Ask Jeeves had for me.
What does he say?
Where can I buy sugar? Where can I find the artist Ford Maddox Brown? And that's it. Oh, and what's the meaning of the word lyric?
Well, how did you phrase the question when you put the question?
What are the lyrics to Brown Sugar? And I put Brown Sugar in quotes.
You can't be much more specific than that.
Now, at the bottom of the page, there's a link about Brown Sugar. It says something about Jagger Richards under it. I've clicked on that, and I've been staring at an hourglass ever since.
All right. Okay, you don't deserve the music right now.
That's for sure.
That's why it's silent, though. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to the guys, please.
You're talking to us. Hello.
Oh, Don and Mike?
Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry. Oh, I just wanted to say that Meatloaf's on that movie you're going to watch tonight, Don.
Fight Club.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you guys.
Thank you. Everybody wants to ruin the movie for me now, but you can't.
And you might, you know, if you try real hard, you can completely forget what that guy said.
Yeah, I don't even remember. It was something about Brad Pitt or the other guy being not real.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares?
Right.
Who gives a freak? Bruce Willis is dead! Whole movie! Guy comes in, shoots him, dead!
Dead.
When he's sitting down having dinner with his wife, he's dead!
Uh-huh.
But you know what I don't get about that? Here's what I don't get about that.
What?
How does he, like, get on the bus and stuff when he's dead?
He can go anywhere when he's dead.
No, but listen. He gets on the bus with a little kid to go to the funeral where he gives the dad the videotape that says the mom killed a girl.
Yeah, when he helps him, basically, because he's in the afterlife, he comes back just to facilitate that very thing.
When Bruce Willis gets on the bus.
Right.
Since Bruce Willis doesn't know he's dead already, how does he pull a dollar out of his pocket to pay? And how come the guy who's driving the bus doesn't say, that'll be a fare for one, please? And how come when the little kid's on the bus...
So you're saying that that Bruce Willis can only be seen by the kid?
Yes.
Is that that what you're presuming?
Yes, and the kid says later in the movie, he sees dead people all the time, they just don't know they're dead. But how could Bruce Willis have gone through all of these other scenarios? How could Bruce Willis get up and get dressed every day?
Does the kid pay on the bus when he gets on the bus?
They don't show anybody paying.
Mm.
You are just working me.
No, I'm not.
Forget it.
No, I'm not.
Just forget it.
I don't remember enough about
the success. I just saw that movie again, boo-boo.
Yes, honey.
When the kid says, I see dead people, they don't know they're dead. They only see what they want to see.
All right, well, that's a cheap way out.
Well, that was the answer.
All right, but it's a cheap way out.
Well, all right.
I don't remember enough of the movie to know when you're talking about Bruce Willis on the bus in particular. He hands the driver an dollar?
No, you never see that.
You never see Bruce Willis, like, go through a door either. He doesn't have to open a door, and so you never see...
Oh, so he's just always there.
No, but you do see him trying to put his hand on a door handle there in his house.
You never see him go through a door, though. Because he doesn't have to, and he only sees what he wants to see.
Okay. Well, very convenient.
You didn't like the premise of The Sixth Sense?
No, I loved it. All I'm saying is that if I wanted to be a nitpicker,
right,
that's how I would nitpick. Every time I watch The Sixth Sense, that's what I think, like when he's on the bus with the kid. And when the kid's on the bus...
Well, he just appears on the bus.
When they're having a conversation, wouldn't it appear to the other people on the bus that the little kid is talking to nobody? And then
well, that's exactly right. That's why when the little kid is at the end and he's talking to the woman who got burned in the fire, and the other teacher says to him, "Who are you talking to?" And he says, "I'm just practicing my lines." It would look like that.
Right, but how come he doesn't say that to everybody, though?
Well, everybody doesn't ask. Haven't you ever seen little kids talk to themselves? You do all the time. Everybody doesn't ask him.
Yeah, and on the bus, probably people, you know, just thought, hey, there's a squirrely kid.
Yeah, or speaking to himself. Or
and he's usually in a whispery kind of, you know, I see dead people.
I like the movie very much. I'm a big fan of The Sixth Sense. I was just being a little nitpicky. Like the dicks who called us. And our
right.
That's all right. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. You're
welcome.
Thank
you. Goodbye.
Wasn't there a book one time about continuity errors in movies, which was fantastic?
I think we've had one of those guys on the show before telling us about all the crap that's wrong in movies.
You go back and look at it, you see the microphone stand and things like that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the lyrics for Brown Sugar off the internet.
Oh, good.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I just went to Yahoo and typed in Rolling Stones lyrics.
Oh, okay. All right, what are the lyrics?
It's, Brown Sugar, how come you taste so good? All the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
You don't trust him, do you?
No, I don't. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
I can give you the address.
So, how did you get the lyrics off the egg? Could you give Buzz the information where he'd be able to get it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's members.zoom.com. Zoom spelled with an X.
How do you spell Zoom with an X?
X-O-O-M.
Okay.
Well, that is...
Zoom.
Well, it's like xylophone.
It's not Zoom.
Xylophone, that's right.
You know, you got to be careful about what you type in.
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
Oh, for the weekend, I was trying to go to some site. It was a news site, like an Associated Press site.
Mm-hmm.
And I typed one word wrong.
Yeah.
One letter of the word wrong. And I swear to God, it came up to, like, a teen porn site.
Oh, my God.
And as soon as it came up, I was going to click off, click off, click off, click off.
And it wouldn't let you out?
No, it wouldn't let me out.
Oh, my God.
And then
so
header,
you just relaxed and enjoyed it?
The header on the top of the page said, you know, the best in teen porn.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get the hell out of it because I had misspelled one letter in one word.
Yeah, I mean, if you do that, it can do, and it can lock you in forever.
Right. Something like that happened to me, actually.
And I'll give you one right now. If you go to, oh, who's that dick on Fox? The dick who dresses like Edward Murrow. The guy who, he is a prick. The guy that wears the fedora?
Matt Drudge.
Matt Drudge. Yes. Right, okay. Put in drudgereport.com.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take you to porn.
Really?
Yeah, do it.
I visit that site.
Come on, do it. Or maybe go to the Drudge Report. Just try Drudge Report first.
They'll get you into porn on the internet on so many different things.
Are you doing it, Father Time?
I am. I don't even know if this thing's working today. I was just on a search engine and I typed in XXX. And it put me on a porn site.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't get out. I was on for like an hour.
Shocker.
I'm confused. Are they dirty pictures of Matt Drudge?
It's just him wearing the fedora.
It's just the hat.
And right. Incidentally, he is huge.
He's J-O-ing into Japanese food.
We gotta get a computer.
All right. Goodbye.
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 Okay. So, Buzz, how many projects, how many hourglasses do we have you working on right now?
At least two.
Okay, one more. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Buddy, last time you guys had Christopher Titus, or the first time you guys had Christopher Titus on.
Titus, yes.
Right, you guys were talking to him, and you guys were saying it was a great show and everything, and it was funny. But just a little while ago, you said that you didn't think it was funny. You said that your show wasn't funny.
Yes, that's correct.
It's funny thing about sitcoms, sir. They can have a good pilot, and then, you know, the show settles into kind of a mediocre run.
Oh.
Saw the first two episodes, thought it was a good premise, thought it was funny. After that, not funny.
Fellas, I'm sorry. I mean, I've been watching it since it came out, and that show was just drop-dead funny. I mean, it is so, like, last week's episode was hilarious. It is like another sign.
How is it doing in the ratings?
It's getting killed.
Is it really?
Yes, it's getting killed by Ladies Man.
Oh, that's terrible.
A piece of garbage that's on after the Leah show.
Even as good-looking as they, well, who can compete against that guy?
It's awful. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I've been trying to call y'all for a long time, and I'm finally get through, but I believe y'all look off subject. Okay.
What?
Uh-oh.
You know, about the guy, the people at the restaurant with the throwing the ugly stuff to the food?
Yes.
I had a real, real ugly story to tell you. You know, I mean, I'm sorry I'm a little late, but...
All right, now, hold on. Just tell me. Hold on. Come here for a second. I need Toya in here because I'm trying to take these calls. The last call I took says, Don is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the guy about Titus. Now, how come this one is screened, Don sucks?
Because when he called, he said that that you guys sucked and that he didn't like you, and that's what he wanted to say. And now...
Well, how come it just says I suck then?
Well, because he said Don at first. He said especially you. And then he's...
Well, how come you're changing your mind now that you're on the air?
Why? Who, me?
Yes.
No, I'm not changing my mind.
Well, you didn't call me up and tell me you think I suck. You want to talk about food?
Yeah, no, well, actually, I was getting around to it. I mean, you never gave me...
No, I asked you what you want to talk about. You said you're about an hour late. You want to talk about the food.
Are you talking to me or Toya?
I'm talking to you.
No, well, that's what I'm saying.
I am so confused.
All
right,
let
right
me
now.
Explain one more time. It says on the screen.
No, I know what's going on, but I'm confused by this guy. I mean, what game is being played here?
He said specifically, he was like, "Oh, those guys are thieves, man. They stole everything that they do."
I tell you what, Don,
another one of these guys, please.
Don,
yeah,
Don,
we're such big thieves. Keep listening to the show every day, though.
Hey, Don.
Keep listening every day.
This is a fine way to clear it all up. Look over at is Buzz sitting next to you?
Buzz doesn't sit next to us. Please.
Listening to the show every day.
No, Mike. No, look over at Mike and tell me what you see behind his left shoulder.
Nothing.
It is.
Well,
Mike? Mike.
Well, and Buzz, do you know something about what's going on here?
I smell a setup. I thought it was D's Nuts.
Is this the D's Nuts guy?
No, this isn't a D's Nuts call.
What is your deal, pal?
First of all, I FedExed it to you. I mean, how y'all ain't get it?
No, you're right. You're right, Buzz. I should have seen right through it. And Toya, you got to start seeing through it.
This is the
D's Nuts guy.
It is not
a D's the original D's Nuts guy, but it's a D's Nuts guy.
Well, then fine.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Got you.
But we finally got to the bottom of it.
For future reference, if you're going to try to get through with a D's Nuts call and you tell Toya that I suck, when I get you on the air, don't change the topic.
Don, he's gone. He's gone. Like the wind.
He's gone.
Wow.
All right. Welcome to the soft underbelly of the Don and Mike
show. There you go. A little look behind the scenes.
Thank you, Toya.
Yeah, because you can get us going on a we suck thing and then all of a sudden just lay the D's Nuts in there, but then it might be real messy.
Right. Clear the lines.
My God.
Just clear them out right now.
Yeah, get them all. So you get the show no pest strip.
Come on. Clean.
Come on.
Make them clean.
Clean it up.
Okay.
Lick it clean.
Shoot now. Caller 100 and good luck. A prize package we've selected especially for you. A shot at $500. With a secret sound. Fly straight ahead.
Lucille.
Come on, lick it. Lick it clean. Lick it right now. Be the 100th person to call us. 877-365-3636.
Come on, lick it.
Excellent.
Outrageous.
We just went to a funeral and it really cheered us up.
Are they twins?
Yep.
Don and Mike.
We've only got about a million copies of the lyrics to Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar.
All right.
Probably.
We're 100% wrong. Okay. Mm.
It is taste.
How come you taste so good?
Who even knew that these were the words?
Really?
Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields. Hey, Robbie, give me that
the song.
That thing. Play it for you now. You never believe this.
Oh, this will be good.
You got it, Robbie? Brown Sugar by the All-White Band.
Yes.
You got it. Hold on. Here is the sixth member of the Rolling Stones.
Yes. Biggest Rolling Stones fan at the station.
Mm-hmm. Joseph Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Don. Couldn't help but notice you're trying to get through the lyrics of Brown Sugar.
You know them all?
I think so.
Okay. Let's see if you do, Joe.
We're gonna sing to this little...
Get past the intro. No, just say them. Like, I'll give you the first line. The first line is... Gold Coast slave ship.
Bound for cotton fields. Sold in the market
down
in New Orleans.
All right, hold on. Wait until the... See, I didn't know that. Ladies and gentlemen, here mouthing the words. Here is Joe Ardinger. Go.
Gold Coast slave ship bound for cotton fields. Sold in the market down in New Orleans. Scarred old slaver. No, he's doing all right. Here with the women just around midnight.
Okay, hold on. He's right. Scarred old slaver knows he's doing all right. Hear him with the women around midnight.
Brown sugar, how come you taste so good? Joe, brown sugar, just like a white girl should.
Just like a young girl should.
Oh, well, I've been to too many concerts.
All right, too many concerts?
All right, let's do the next set of lyrics. Go.
Oh, I have the mountain block.
That's unusual for you.
Drums beating.
Oh,
cold English blood runs hot. Lady of the house. Wondering when it's going to stop. Houseboy. Though he's doing all right. You should have heard him around midnight. Brown sugar, how come you taste so good now?
Taste so good.
Mm-hmm. Brown sugar just like a young girl should now.
And I've got a question for both of you.
Yeah.
Why is he saying taste?
I know the answer to that.
Oh, okay. All right, Joe, go to the last part. Here. I bet your mama was a 10 show queen.
And all her girlfriends were sweet 16s. I'm no schoolboy, but I know what I like. Gosh, you should have heard me just around midnight.
Yeah.
Wow. He's got it.
Brown sugar, how come you taste so good, baby? Ah, brown sugar. Just like a young girl should. Yeah.
You know, I thought you sounded tragically white when you sang those lyrics, but when you recite them, it's even worse.
I said, yeah. Woo! How come you taste so good? Yeah. Woo!
Right.
Just like a black girl should. Yeah. Woo!
So those are the lyrics.
Come on.
Thank
Very
you.
Nice
You're
voice.
Better than Nick, Don.
How many times have you seen the Stones?
six, seven, or eight times.
How many times have you seen the Stones and remembered the show?
Oh, three or four.
Thank you, Joe.
Both nights.
Thank you. Get out of here.
He goes to both nights.
Joseph Arthinger. He's a fine boy.
Hello, this is Don and Mike show.
Howdy, yeah, you looking for caller 100?
Yes, turn your radio down, please.
Okay.
For the love of God, what's your name?
Dave Price.
Hi, Dave, where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Dave, you won the James Bond World Is Not Enough prize pack. World Is Not Enough, now available at Blockbuster Video, bringing entertainment home. But wait, you've also qualified for this week's grand prize. We're giving away a vacation for two to Los Angeles to tour the WB. That is all from right. The WB at ATA Airlines. Watch Buffy, all new episode, that's tomorrow night on the WB Now.
You ready sounds to go, great.
Ready to go for $500?
Well, I'm going to give it a shot anyway. I've only heard it like twice, so.
All right. Here's the sound. We'll play it for you now. The secret sound worth $500. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
Bob Goulet.
And we wish you
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
There. There it is. You know, and while this guy's thinking, Robbie, why don't you see if Wendell will come on the show tomorrow, first break, to tell us about his date? Because we are just running out of time.
Brown sugar, how come you taste so good?
Yes! 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 For $500, what is that sound?
Is that the end of a can opener opening the can?
Oh, we're sorry.
No, nope, absolutely not. Okay. Thank you, though. Thanks. Remember, every guest
is a clue for you.
That's right.
Hold on a second.
Thank you very much.
Time to go to the news cubicle now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
What is your lead story tonight, Buzz?
Tonight, an angry coach gets to keep his job.
All right, everybody, please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up.
Coming up.
On the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
That was very professional, Mick.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Even better than mutual masturbation.
Well,
the Don and Mike Show.
What's better than that, Buzz, right?
Absolutely nothing.
Time for news.
News with Buzz.
Brought to you by...
I do.
The new Glen Ellen. Good taste is within your reach. Hello, bro.
We have a little more than we had before. He gets to keep his job if he behaves himself. Indiana University basketball coach Bob Knight's been suspended for 3 games next season and hit with a $30,000 fine.
Oh, my God.
That withhold that from his salary.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's money for him.
Right.
After a long investigation into Knight's behavior, that is the punishment. The school president says this will send a clear message to Knight that his pattern of angry outbursts won't be tolerated.
Right. It sends the exact opposite message.
He also says this is Knight's one last chance. If he touches another player, he's fired.
He touches him.
A review.
Coach Knight touched me.
Bad touch, too.
And I liked it.
Touched me.
A review of the video.
He put his fingers in my no-no spot.
Now you're going to run laps all day long if you take my fingers out of here. You understand me?
Yes, Coach Knight.
We're going to stay here all afternoon, and my fingers aren't going to move. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Say that's clear, Coach Knight.
That's clear, Coach Knight.
There you go.
Do you have to put 4 fingers in there, though?
I put as many GD fingers in there as I want to. You understand? Is that clear?
Yes, Coach Knight.
Yes, Coach Knight. That's clear.
Yes, Coach Knight.
My fingers are in here because you didn't play well last night. Didn't they? Didn't you?
Can I have another finger, sir?
Absolutely. That would make a fist.
They looked at the video. It shows that Knight did grab a player by the neck in practice 3 years ago.
Well, he wouldn't listen, Buzz.
And Knight has a history of professional rage that dates back at least to 1979.
That's BS!
I was looking over the chronology. He has an incident about every 3 years.
You look over chronology, smenology. I'm going to make a fist and come over to that newsroom.
No, but please don't, John.
Absolutely. Please don't tag Coach Knight.
Coach Knight, sir.
You're going to do your news.
Yes, sir.
You say, I'm going to do my news.
Yes, sir. I'm going to do my news, sir.
And you're not going to annoy me.
I'm not going to annoy you, sir.
There you go.
Coach Knight.
Hey, you sit tight.
Yes,
I'm not done with you yet.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Coach Knight.
Yes, Coach Knight, with his fist up my my butt.
More legal troubles for Jack Nicholson.
You're touching my prostate.
You just stay there, and we'll be here all afternoon. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Coach Knight.
I believe my buttocks are becoming as red as your Indiana sweater.
That's right, and I'm not going to take this sweater off, and you're not going to get out of this position until you know how to do the drill. You understand?
Yes, Coach Knight.
Yes, Coach Knight.
Yes,
you
Coach
do
Knight.
Understand.
Yes, I
that's
do.
That's why we're standing here. That's why I'm teaching you this lesson.
That's why you have your hand up my ass.
That's exactly right. That's why I have my hand up your ass. You understand that, right?
Yes, Coach Knight.
Yes, Coach Knight.
Yes, Coach Knight.
We'll be here till the wee hours of the morning.
Aren't you tired of having your hand up my
no,
ass?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm a good coach. And I'm going to teach you that you're never supposed to do that again. Isn't that right?
Yes, Coach Knight.
You know that's right. You screwed it up, and I'm going to keep my fists here.
Coach Knight?
Yes, Junior. Okay. Drill's over. Back to practice.
More legal troubles for Jack Nicholson from a woman who says he beat her and left her injured after refusing to pay her for sex. Catherine Sheehan says she and another woman were promised $1,000 each to do Nicholson at his home 3.5 years ago.
Come on over.
She says Nicholson got angry, said he didn't have to pay anyone for sex, grabbed her by the hair.
What do you want to discuss now? My favorite color?
You can't handle the money.
Grabbed her hair, pounded her head on the floor, she says, threw her into a hedge outside.
Yeah, maybe she wouldn't listen.
She reached a legal settlement with Nicholson in 1997, but now she's filed a lawsuit to overturn that settlement. She says the agreement was that he'd pay her $32,000 if she'd promised not to tell anyone outside her immediate family about this. But now she says she has headaches, vertigo, and insomnia. Nicholson and his lawyer have no comment.
Can't go to sleep.
Here's Johnny.
Buzz, hold on a second.
Right.
You know the crazy lady with Weird Al Yankovic's lint?
Yes.
Yep, she's on the phone.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Yo.
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 Yo, yo, yo.
You
yo.
Guys. What? Do you think I went and stole his dryer lint?
Well, you know, it sounds like it.
No, I didn't. He donated his dryer lint. And that's like the most minor of the things we have that he donated for this auction.
All right, this is the lady with the Weird Al Yankovic auction.
My name is Amanda Cohen, and I'm hosting a convention for fans of Weird Al, and yes, it's our second one.